in the Hofish Radio Show.
This is Phil.
And I'm Tessa.
We're going to do a video game news segment. Right now, it's pretty low tech, which is unfortunate. But hopefully, as we go, it'll get better. Maybe we'll get some intro music.
All right, welcome to the Evil Avatar News Radio podcast. That intro music was our winning intro music. It was from Evil Avatar member Bido Empire. I'm joined here by Keith Fuller. Keith Fuller is a computer programmer currently under the employ of Raven Software. Keith is kind enough to join us tonight for our first ever official developer interview for the Evil Avatar News Radio podcast. Keith, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thanks very much.
Saying horse crux is the right thing to do.
It is. It's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do.
Horse crux.
Yeah, this is pretty exciting news that's brought to us straight from CNN. Host of the numerous Grammy-nominated podcast Evil Avatar Radio, Philip Kohler, has just recently gotten engaged to his hot gamer girl co-host, Amanda Ochsner. There's still not a lot of information available yet, but the two seem to be planning to get married in a couple years. So it's likely that they're going to have a long engagement process ahead of them. But, and this is key, not as long as that Duke Nukem Forever. Dude, Ken Kutaragi just signed in to the Evil Avatar chat room.
Well, Ken told me the other day that every PlayStation 3 is going to ship with Amy Jo Johnson.
What? Dude, I'm buying three. I'm buying three Amy Jo Johnsons.
You're going to sell two on eBay?
Yeah. That's the plan. How'd you know? I'm going to do a review of the X-Men, the official game for the Xbox 360. I got this courtesy of BA Penguin, and to start off the review right, I'm just going to let you all know that this really made me hate BA Penguin for sending me a free game. Crazy D is probably, like, he is better than anyone else on the forums, I think, at hating things. So I think he's the perfect choice for the two-minute hate.
Ken's like, you know, it's really not fair that we can't get White Castle here in Tokyo. I need to create the fourth dimension, and if I can do that, then we can have White Castle wherever we want and whenever we want.
That actually makes sense.
Exactly. So, you know, he's sitting there and designs a cell processor, creates the fourth dimension, and has some crab, which is actually how he came up with robotic history crabs.
It all makes sense now. It's coming together.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
There's another story before then, like back in 2000.
Yeah.
Ken and I, like, we were like logging into the Matrix together.
Oh, wow. Oh. Yeah. So I walked toward the light and it slowly started to shape up. It was a man. No, it was something more than a man. It was Ken Kutaragi.
You know why it was all black with numbers, though? Because that was Matrix Beta.
Yeah, exactly.
And okay. It didn't have Rumble yet.
Does your husband know about Ken?
He knows we had a little thing back then, but...
Okay. There was an ulterior motive to me choosing game endings as tonight's topic. It's with some excitement, some trepidation, and a lot of sadness that I make this announcement. Tonight's episode of Evil Avatar Radio has been my last. I'm insanely pleased to reveal that beginning a week from Monday, Scott Benton and the crew of the In-Game Chat podcast will be taking over the Evil Avatar Radio name.
Was a new age. It was the end of history.
It was a year everything changed.
Leroy Jenkins!
And welcome to Evil Avatar Radio.
What is it? Oh, I shot a controller once.
You took a gun to a controller?
Yeah. I did.
If at first you don't succeed, you fail.
We've got Bruce Straley and Neil Druckmann on the line. Hey, guys.
Hey, Scott. How's it going?
What's up?
You guys did everything right.
This is the easiest interview ever.
And we've got Xbox Live's Major Nelson.
I was kind of hoping that whole plate thing would wind up being like a clever metaphor, but it was really just, I eat better than you do.
Mr. Go around the room here. What went on this weekend for you guys? We'll start with Jeremy over there, who has Becky in here as well. She hasn't been in a while.
Hello.
So, yep, say hello to everybody. So what'd you do this weekend, Jeremy?
Got engaged.
Hey! Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
So how was Rock Band?
You unlocked engagement. Yeah, achievement unlocked. There you go. Badoonk, you got a ring. Okay, in case you just joined us, There was something under the desk that had James' name on it.
Big green bag full of paper so far.
It's a big, big green bag, and I picked it up, put it on there, and he went to go...
He has not been able to get his microphone attached back.
He went to go put the microphone close to the paper, and I don't know what he did. He did there you go. Yeah.
What?
What?
I said I hope it's not anticlimactic after all that.
What,
crap.
After you got engaged? What do we have to do? What am I going to have to do in order for this to be better than engaged?
Well, you got to start by opening the whatever's in that.
Yeah, hold on.
All right.
Yeah, I don't want to have to go to a commercial break and then come back and find out.
It's a PS3 in my. You should always have shows like this. I should be given next generation consoles every Monday.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down.
Never gonna run around and hurt you.
And hurt you.
Never gonna make you cry.
Never gonna say goodbye. I'm never gonna tell a lie. Anybody want to finish?
Or desert you.
There you go. Never gonna give, never gonna give.
Give you.
This was Mr. Charlie Duke. Is it Charlie Charles? Do you have a preference?
Charlie.
Charlie. All right. Charlie Duke on the phone with us.
Yeah, Charlie's covered the.
Uh oh. We lost. We just lost Charlie.
Oh, we did?
It looks like we lost Charlie. I hope he calls back. I really hope he does. All right, I think I've got you both. Charlie, are you there?
Hello, Houston, I'm back. There you go. Yeah, I was just and when that happens, it flashes inside your. It's like a fireworks display inside your eyeball. No DRM.
We don't want to treat our customers like criminals.
Phil, you there?
Yes, I am here.
Let's not beat around the bush here. Tell us what's up, man.
I wanted to give the announcement to the Evil Avatar community before anyone else found out. You guys are getting the world-exclusive news here. As of about 2 hours ago, I have accepted the position as the news editor for OneUp.com.
But the thing was, it was taking off on a play of an old BBS door game called Cripple Smash,
mm-hmm.
where you beat cripples.
I was the last... Okay, so Shodan's... I was the last caller on Phil's very final EVAP radio show. That's why I haven't called into the show. Yeah, don't call us Shodan. Shodan's calling in. Let's hope this isn't our last phone call. Hey, Shodan, you there?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, thanks for killing our show.
Yeah.
Hey, no problem. I hope I don't kill it.
It's time for Evil Avatar News Radio.
And here are your hosts, Scott, James, Jeremy, Dennis, and Dana.
And, yeah, nice.
Very nice.
That that right there, epic opening, included with an epic fail of a web stream, is brought to you by Jeremy. Good work.
Thank you.
How many hours did you put into that?
I don't know. I don't keep track of stuff like that.
Yeah, a couple of days. Well, actually a weekend, because I remember you saying that once you started, you couldn't stop until you got it done. It was, what, 5 in the morning, something like that?
Yeah.
4 in the morning?
For the first half, for the fill segments. Yeah.
For just the fill segments.
Yeah, I was not going to bed until I finished that part. I had a goal in mind, so, yeah.
Oh, man.
That's how I work.
So, welcome to Evil Avatar Radio. This is episode 100.
Woo!
This is great. If you read the show post that James wrote for us, we have Phil to thank for getting us to the 100. He did the first half. We're taking over with the second half, and he's in the chat room tonight. And we want to thank him for for getting this whole thing started anyway, so thank you to Phil. I've got a call from our tech guy again. I want to check this because I want to get the stream working.
Go for it.
So you guys talk for a second. We're supposed to get a lot of calls tonight. The stream, like we said, is not working, but I'm hoping to get this fixed.
Okay, we got a recording going just in case.
We've got a recording going, but we still would love everybody in the chat room to be able to hear this. We've got it running through the web stream right now, so, or the webcam right now.
Actually, we got it coming out of our headphone things, going right into his input.
Right, so we're going to get callers on this as well for,
yes.
for everyone listening on the no, they won't be able to, listen through the.
I'll hook them up. Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
we'll make it work.
You should be able to hear it. We don't know, but let me get on the phone with him. You guys talk for a bit. Let me get on the phone with him and see if we can get this thing working because I want the stream to work for this episode. I don't care if I'm not on it. I want to make sure the stream works. So, talk away.
All right. Well,
let's start with what everybody plays this weekend. Like we always do.
I didn't play anything. I worked all the time. I worked for like 100 hours, and I'm really angry about it.
Yeah, all right.
I can't okay. that.
Who wants to follow
well,
that?
Well, I kind of finally caved in and said, you know, all right, I own Orange Box on the 360. I was like, but all my friends play on PC, so I finally caved in, and I was like, well, I'll just buy the whole shebang over Steam. So I bought like Half-Life 2, you know, got the whole big pack. Like $80 or something like that. Only to find out that the only thing that runs without crashing is Half-Life 2. So I have a support ticket in, so hopefully we'll get it resolved. But right now, I spent $80 to stare at broken games. But I did get a Peggle Extreme, which also worked.
Well, alright.
Which I'm getting the rock sign from Dana. Apparently, a Peggle Extreme fan. But, yeah, so, you know, Peggle Extreme and Half-Life 2, $80. What a deal.
Not that it isn't worth it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Peggle.
You know.
Peggle.
Half-Life 2 is $80 good.
Peggle, well, you haven't played Peggle.
No,
then.
I
haven't. It's
$80.
I haven't either.
I doubt it.
By the way, we're back. Our stream works.
Fantastic.
Oh, so, thank
scrub.
You. Thank you to Tom Jones. Yeah, the real Tom Jones. that's the name of our engineer here at the station, so I want to thank him on the air. But anyway, everything was working from our end. It was at the people that provide us the stream. It was at their end. They were having problems. They reset everything. It's working. So we're sorry you missed 8 minutes of the world's best intro to any show ever.
It's okay, and we got it. It'll all get in the podcast. Everything's cool.
Yeah, you know, I may upload that separately and just put it in the comment. I think a lot of people want that intro. So, but yeah. Goodness. So, what were you guys talking about? I'm sorry, I left. I heard some Peggle talk. What we played this weekend? Did we go to Condemned 2? Did we talk about that?
No.
Why not? Let's go ahead.
Well, it sort of undercuts, you know, what I said. If I talk about how I played Condemned 2.
Yeah, he did talk about how he didn't play anything. So
very angrily.
Oh,
well, yeah. I should say that we did manage to get together on
Tuesday
and play Condemned 2. Which I don't know if anybody's aware that we're doing this, but we've got this little thing that we think is really fun, and it probably isn't to anybody else, but it's really fun for us.
We enjoy it.
To go over to Scott's house and point the webcam at his giant television while we play something together, you know, where we have this sort of, I don't exactly know what to call it. I mean, it's sort of a group effort to play a game, even though only one person is playing. And we did it with Condemned. We finished the back mm-hmm. half of the original Condemned this way. Thought it was kind of fun, so we decided that we would play the entirety of Condemned 2 this way. We're looking to play other things. Just, you know, we all know how much fun it's been to play certain types of games in a group of people. So
right.
we thought maybe invite some other people in if they got nothing else going on. So that's it. That's the only thing that I did.
We already got phone calls now. If you want to call in, 334-272-9228. We're expecting plenty of calls from plenty of different people tonight. And this is one of them we got here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
This is, wait, who are you? Tell us who you are.
Mare.
And Cragen. We're from Metanet.
Metanet guys calling in from the N Plus, in case you haven't picked it up on Xbox Live. You can also, you know, play the Flash
hey
game
guys.
Free if you'd like.
Hi, guys.
Thanks for calling in. We do appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. 100 episodes is a really big deal. We're almost, I think we're not even close to how many levels you have in N+, but yeah, we're working towards it. So what have you guys been up to since last we spoke with you?
I think making more levels, actually.
Yep, pretty much.
We're doing some level packs, so pretty much, yep, non-stop level. I think we've made 600.
Yeah?
Yep.
Wow. That's a whole lot. You guys have been making the making some waves here lately.
Yeah. if you could have heard our tone of voice, it was clear that we were hyperbolic.
Yeah, hopefully that'll blow over soon.
Hey, you know what? I bought your game, and I think it's great. And I encourage everybody else out there who's interested to buy it. I mean, there's a demo. Sure, download the demo and play it if you want. But you're getting a lot of bang for your buck with that thing.
Well, thank you.
So it's but we appreciate you guys calling in. And anything new? Anything as far as what was it? Wait a second, robotology. What was it called?
Robotology.
Robotology. Yeah. Any progress there?
Well, sadly, that's the bad news about making the level packs.
So we had time to work on it, but it's so nice. We're almost done. Like, I think we can get back to it this week. Which is wicked.
It was supposed to be today, but we're slightly behind schedule. But tomorrow or the next day,
Robotology.
Finally.
All right. Well, guys, we appreciate you calling in tonight. Thank you so much.
Hey, no problem.
So we'll talk to you later. Keep in touch. Give us a call anytime you want to come on the show. Anytime.
Awesome.
We will.
Thanks. Talk to you later.
Happy 100th.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Bye. Bye-bye. All right, let's go to line 2. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Showdown 2020. What's up, fellas?
Showdown! See, you were in the chat room, and you killed our stream.
Hey, I got the webcam fine. I was all right.
Yeah, that's great, man. Hey, thanks for calling in tonight, buddy.
Hey, no problem, man. Happy 100, guys. We're
Thank
more.
You. Thanks a lot. We're really happy about it. And
we made it here in spite of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I even got a little love on the intro. That's pretty sweet.
See, yeah, that's a big deal. You know, Phil got a ton of love on there, but then, you know, you're the last person on the intro.
Just me going, oh, I hope I don't kill it.
What have you killed recently?
I don't know. Hoggy and I were killing a bunch of people in Crackdown the other day for, like, ever.
Oh, nice.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
He was like the only one that like wanted to play Crackdown yesterday, which is good.
Can't wait to be killing people down in GTA 4.
Yeah. Or Vegas too. I got a lot of stuff I need to buy.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Thanks, man. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, no problem, man.
We appreciate
it. Sure. You guys are great.
You know, everybody's got to get on. Everybody's got to get on the 100th episode.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, some people don't call
make
in.
Make your mark.
Exactly. You know, you may say that, oh, I didn't listen to a single show, but I'm on the 100th. And there you go. That could be your claim to fame.
I totally am.
Thanks for calling in,
all
man.
All right, guys. Have
See
a great
you.
Night.
You
That's
too.
100.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
All right, going to line 3. Hello, you're on the Evil Avatar Radio.
Hey, guys. This is Mr. Bibbs calling in.
Mr. Bibbs. What's up, man?
Not much. You know me, hanging around, playing games, figured I was listening for a couple episodes. I figured I'd call in tonight, wish you guys a happy 100.
Thanks, man.
Hope to hear 100 more.
Yeah. We hope to be doing 100 more.
Definitely. You guys are going to be on, like, permanently, you know?
You know, we love
the regular show.
We love doing this. This is something that, even back when we were in-game chat, it was... Well, I'll tell the story a little bit later on, but it is something that we love and something that we're completely in... in debt to Phil for giving us the show and everything else. It's just been a lot of fun. So thanks for calling in.
Oh, no problem. If you guys ever need me for any co-op gaming, I'm the co-op whore. Just let me know.
Nice.
Sure, no problem, man. No problem. You guys hear that? It's
that
Mr.
In mind.
Bibbs. If you want co-op, it's Mr. Bibbs. We'll talk to you later, man.
Later.
Bye-bye. All right. We got, I believe this is Phil.
Hi, so is your guys' show shutting down now because Shodan called in? Is that what's going on?
We're apparently immune to the disease.
I heard a rumor. It was on NeoGAF, so.
Probably Kotaku as well.
I'm pretty sure it's true. Okay. How's it going, guys?
It's going great, man.
Yeah, it's going great. Phil.
I'm glad you could call in.
Yeah.
That intro was freaking amazing, Jeremy.
Oh,
that was
you.
Amazing.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
It's all him. It's all
well,
him.
He had years of experience making Resident Evil and Farscape fan videos.
Wow.
And posting them on the web, so it's
put it to good
well.
Work. Yes. Good use.
Phil, all of us here want to thank you, man.
You don't have to thank me.
Yeah, we do.
I didn't do anything. I just kind of... I put the show on autopilot for about 60 episodes, and then I gave you guys the wheel. That's it.
Hey, we really appreciate it. Hang on, let me tell James something. This is going to be completely out of context. There's an adapter in Dana's fishbowl over there. If you go in there...
That is insanity. That makes no sense.
I believe it's on the headphones that are under there, I think. See if there's one. I don't know. It's just got one of the bigger jacks. I'm sorry. This is so out of place in context.
I can't tell if I'm calling into Evil Avatar Radio or if I'm having some sort of fever dream. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, so hopefully it works. I don't know. He's going to try and come back in here and figure it out. But anyway, yeah, we got to thank you. I really, really appreciate you you giving us the show, and it's, I don't know. It's.
I think I should be thanking you guys. I mean, you guys took it to episode 100. I feel like I've started a franchise. You guys have been doing all the heavy lifting, but I can always point back and say, look at how successful Evil Avatar Radio is. I started that.
Well, I know. We can always point at you and say, look what happens when you do Evil Avatar Radio.
Yeah, I see.
You become.
We're both riding off of each other's hard work, I would say.
Oh, don't worry. I'm headed for the one-up coattails. Trust me. I am watching you like a hawk.
Awesome.
The minute you move on, it's like, boom, in there. Somehow. Because you know what I really want to do? I want to take over the One Up Yours podcast.
Well, that's going to be difficult because you're going to have to get me out of that one. You already got me out of one podcast, man. I don't know if you're going to be able to pull me away from that one.
Shodan, get to work.
Yeah. He's going to have to call it. He's going to have to come on the One Up Yours podcast.
Yeah. Oh, man. Thank you so much, man. We do appreciate it. And best, what's going on? Anything new with you? Anything new since we last talked to you?
I've just been working hard. I mean, I'm running One Up News. I'm running it remotely right now, so it's a lot of work. I mean, it's going to be a lot of work anyways, but running it remotely especially. And I don't want to spend too much time pimping, you know, my website. But you know, if any of the listeners haven't checked out One Up News in a while, you really should go check it out because we've been doing some really cool stuff. I've been really happy. We've been kind of taking the news in a new direction, and I'm really pleased with how it's going.
Cool,
very cool.
Let me ask you something. Did I leave anything out? I got like radioactive history crabs and horse carcass, and it's the right thing to do. And King Kutaragi.
It seemed pretty extensive, I think. I was actually, the Ken Kutaragi one really threw me off because I had forgotten about that episode. And when I heard that, I was, that was really hilarious. I kind of want to go back and listen now.
Cool.
I'm kind of comedic genius, huh? I mean.
Oh, yeah, man. Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. I remembered back when we first took over, you had said something about your favorite episode being the one with all the Ken Kutaragi stuff. So
yeah, and it had been so long since I'd thought about it, but that was fantastic.
Cool. Well, what are you doing, Scott?
Trying to find something for James.
Oh, I guess. Are you looking for the fish bowl or the adapter or what?
No, I didn't find that. I did find in this drawer.
You probably found some things you don't want to find.
Some toilet paper. A fanny pack with two harmonicas.
Fanny pack with two harmonicas.
Yeah, it's really crazy.
You might want to get those out. We may need those later.
Wow.
All right.
All right. Okay. So normally he brings. So normally he's got his headphones ready, but he didn't have headphones today. And I tell you what, tonight is going to be a very phone centric podcast.
well, I got my headphones. I just don't have my
adapter.
My eighth to quarter.
Yeah. So hey, Phil, thanks for calling in tonight, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely, guys.
You rule, man.
You guys are amazing as well, so keep up the good work.
Thanks.
We really appreciate it. Talk to you later.
Take care, man.
See you later.
All right, let's go to line two. Turbo Kenny?
Yes.
Oh, good. I got it right. I wasn't sure if it was Turbo Kenny or who was the other one.
Shut up.
Who's waiting? H2O Ninja, yeah.
I'm way better.
Gauntlet Throne.
Burn.
There you go. Hey, how you doing tonight?
All right.
Finally got that computer fixed.
Partly. Enough to get on the internet. That's all I need.
That's all she wants. She was really down. She was really down about missing the show tonight. She's got schoolwork she's got
to
do.
I was about to miss the show.
Yeah.
I had a dream last night that I missed the show, our 100th, and then it nearly came to fruition. So.
Stop having dreams.
Okay. Well,
dream that I come into a lot of money.
I'll get right on that.
That would be really nice. So thanks for calling in. What's up with you?
Not much. Just freaking out about my new TiVo not working, and then my internet goes down, and then I can't do my homework. And fun time.
She got a TiVo. Did you get that link I sent you?
About the feminist TiVo?
The feminist TiVo, yes.
Yeah, I got that link.
It's totally
my TiVo is free because I have a uterus.
If this wasn't our 100th, that's the show title.
Wow.
That was awesome.
That was great. Well, thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
Hey, you were in the opening too, weren't you?
Was she?
One of the Ken Kutaragi bits?
Oh, I was in the Ken Kutaragi episode.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah.
I think there was a clip.
Probably was
there.
That was probably her then. So there you go. Another immortalized in the massive epic intro.
I feel so loved.
You should. the amount of time he spent on that thing, you definitely should.
Well, I wouldn't be listening tonight if it wasn't for Jeremy.
Well, you're welcome. Glad I could help.
Thanks.
All right.
Well, congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate
it. Happy 100.
Have a good evening.
Thanks. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. I see line one ringing for me. Well, now I don't. There it goes. Hello. You're on Evil Avatar Radio.
Hey, Scott. It's Drew. It's Track Zero.
Hey, man. What's
track
up?
Zero.
Hey. I guess I got past the rest of the lineup.
Yeah, you did.
Sweet.
How's it going, man?
Oh, it's going awesome.
So far, I think with you calling in, we've eclipsed the amount of callers we've ever had on the show.
Cumulative.
Probably cumulative, yeah, exactly. Since in-game chat, since we've been doing this. So I think you're good to go for getting us over that hurdle there. So congrats on that. But thanks for calling.
Well, it won't be complete until you get Justin Heron to call in.
You know what? I don't know. We've got tons of people calling in now, so hopefully that we'll have him. I've invited everyone to call in tonight. I've invited them to try, and let's make it the longest list of callers that we've ever had on the show. We're celebrating 100 episodes, and it's all because of the website. You know, if you really want to go back to it, it's all because of Evil Avatar. Yet
I'll make my call quick then. Just wanted to congrats to you guys for your portion of the 100 episodes.
Thank you.
Hey, we appreciate it, man. And thank you for the website.
Oh, no problem. And I'll be doing a little giveaway in the chat room for some games there in a bit.
Nice. Yeah, dude, you had a lot. Just before we opened, I was looking at that, and I was like, God, he's got a ton of stuff. I don't know if we're going to have time to give away everything on the air. So, yeah, do that in the chat room.
Will do.
So, thanks for calling in, man.
Yeah. Keep up the great work with the show, guys. Take it easy.
Man.
Hey, we appreciate it. We really, really do. Thanks.
Later.
All right, we got more calls coming in. I want to hit some of the emails that we had, though, during the day today. Drew, actually, he sent us an email. He said he wanted to send us a voice recording for the show. He wanted to congratulate you guys on the 100th episode and give thanks to the old crew and new for such an awesome show. It's something I look forward to every week, especially the after show. Also, big props to the whole EVAF community. You're the best group of gamers out there. Don't ever forget it. So I want to thank Drew for that one as well. Let's see, what else? We've got a lot more stuff coming up. We've got calls coming in. Still got calls coming in. In fact, she's so busy writing down the names, she hasn't popped it up to show me on who's on what line, so I can go to them. But I think it's pretty safe to just take any line we can. There we go. All right. I think she's been waiting the longest. Hello?
Hello!
It's Kristen from Penny Arcade.
Kristen. How you doing, guys?
Hey, how you doing?
Happy 100th episode to you.
You can totally keep going. We'd love to have that.
You don't look an episode over 25. Honestly, you wear it well. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, and I mean, we owe you guys definitely so much. I mean, we wouldn't have Alabama in our network and everything without you. So you've really done a lot for us. So it's only fair that we applaud you as you age gracefully.
Oh, thank you so much. We appreciate it. How you been doing?
Really well. Yeah, we had a great year, and we're looking forward to everything getting ready for PAX now and rolling back into the next Child's Play as well. So
we're getting ready for
keeps rolling.
We're totally getting ready for PAX.
Yeah, you're coming. You're coming, right?
Oh yes, I believe there. I'm not sure on Dennis, but
I
know
got my passes today.
You got your pass. Okay, yeah. Okay. I think we're all going. I think we're
That's
all going to
so
be
exciting.
There.
Great.
Yeah, it's we are so excited for it. It's our 10th year. It's Evil Avatar's 10th anniversary this
year.
Wow,
this is a big year for you guys.
It is. 10th anniversary, 100th episode. We're celebrating our 10th anniversary out there at PAX by getting as many Evil Avatar people there as we can. So yeah, we're really looking forward to that.
10 years. That's daunting. Think about that and think, are we really that old? Like, really? That's amazing.
Well, I don't need to think about that.
Yeah, okay, perhaps it's best not to.
Exactly. Hey, thanks for not swearing on the air this time.
Yeah, I'm trying hard. Don't you see now that you've said that, I'm going to...
Totally jinxed it. Everybody that calls in now is going to do
that.
That's
right. Everyone else will just have your finger on the button.
I got it ready to go. Hey, thanks for calling in.
Well, thank you guys, and you know, here's to another 100 more, at least.
Hey, we appreciate it. We're going to be talking to you guys coming up when PAX gets closer, and for Child's Play again as well. So we love talking to you guys. So thanks
so
much.
Always a pleasure. Okay, you guys have a good night.
You too. All right, got to go to line one now. Who do we have there? Agort. He just hung up.
No, I'm here.
Oh, there he is.
Jeez, you thought you did, but I did that on purpose, because if you remember last time I tried calling in, you guys totally hung up on me and said my name wrong.
It's not you guys, it's Scott.
It's me. It's me. Actually, no, that was, well, screw it.
Well, hey, congratulations, and I wanted to tell you guys that this is not the only monumental thing going on today. Today is StarCraft 10 years.
So?
Yeah, I know. Well, thanks.
So did they have an intro like we did?
Throw something else monumental out there.
They didn't have a montage intro, did they?
StarCraft never got 100 episodes.
They never had 100 episodes? No.
No, so. Of course not. No,
I don't know what you're trying to see. You're just asking to be hung up on now.
They're trying to get out number two.
Yeah.
I mean, they haven't even breached the one yet.
Much less 100. They're just trying to get to two.
100 Zergrass.
Yep.
Well, thanks.
I saw it on a website today that it was 10 years, and I thought that was pretty interesting that there's a few other things going on out there. But seeing the big 100, I started remembering things from EVAV, and I, of course, remembered playing our killer game of Uno.
Yeah.
That lasted pretty much all night.
We played a game of Uno that lasted forever. When you have the rules set right on that thing and you play the right deck, that game can go on for a very long time.
Yeah, that was 2.5 hours just sitting on one game, and we didn't even finish it. We we had a couple others after that.
Well, thanks for calling in, man. We do appreciate it.
Yep, no problem, and enjoy the 100.
All right, man. We'll talk to you later.
Yep, take care.
Bye-bye. Hang on. There you go.
After people hold for a while, I'm losing them, so if I lost you, I'm sorry. Call back.
Yeah, definitely.
We dropped a couple people, so I'm sorry. Call back.
Yeah, if for whatever reason you call and you lose the connection or whatever, just call us right back, and we'll get you back on the air. I'm guessing, let's see, let's go to this line. Hey, you're on Evil Avatar Radio. Who's this? Or maybe you're not. All right, fine. Hey, you're on Evil Avatar Radio. Who's this?
This is H2O Ninja.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Not too bad. How about you guys?
Yeah, thank you very much. Where are you calling from?
I am in Chicago.
Ah.
I'm a poor college kid.
I love Chicago. Been there once, but I love it.
I love it too, when it's not rainy and crappy out.
I don't even mind that either. No, not at all. What you been doing tonight? What's going on?
Oh, other than just going out to eat and all that, I've been playing a little bit of Burnout Paradise.
Bless you.
Hey, I don't like racing games, and yet I am absolutely in love with this game. It's so much fun.
It's not a racing game. You can call it that. It's
a lifestyle.
It's
a life choice.
I don't know if I want that kind of lifestyle, man. Lord. What is it? Battle Racing Ignited, I think, was one of the subtitles for Revenge, is what they called it. So, I don't know. But I'm glad you're enjoying it, man.
It's a lot of fun. And I've got to say, Turbo Kimmy, you cut me deep.
Oh. Ah. Yeah, she did, didn't she? You just didn't see it coming, but yeah, just right out of nowhere, slap, right across the face.
She's more of a ninja than I feel massive.
You never saw it coming. Hey, man, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Have a good one.
You too. All right, what else we got here? There's a nice glare on your... There you go. Now, okay, there we go. Hey, you're on Evil Avatar Radio.
Hey-de-ho.
Who is this?
This is Rogue Hunter.
Hey, what's up, man?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to listen to the entire podcast when I go to write the show, because I totally have no idea who's all called in.
Yeah, we should be writing
them. Oh, guys. She's writing them down. There it goes. Oh, nice. That is great.
This is like my seventh try calling in, so it's pretty packed.
Yeah, it is. It really is packed. We've got a ton of people calling tonight. So, and you're one of them. So thanks. Yeah. Congratulations to you.
Yeah, I'm calling with the obligatory Burnout reference.
Oh, really?
You just got to talk about Burnout.
Well, yeah. Well, see, H2O Ninja just got off the phone telling us that that's what he was playing was Burnout Paradise. Yeah.
Man.
So you should pay attention.
I was trying to call in.
No, yeah. Thanks, man. We appreciate it. What is that? What you've been playing recently?
That and Lego Star Wars.
Yeah.
Awesome, pretty good stuff.
Awesome. Waiting for my Lego Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Lego Batman.
And Lego Batman as well. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, that comes out in the fall. Sadly.
I still wish we could get some Lego Spaceballs.
You never know. They've got time.
I would love that. Well, we want to thank you for calling in. You're now etched in the history of Evil Avatar Radio.
Yeah, I missed out on the last time when it was Phil's final episode because I would call in all the time then too.
The thing was, nobody knew it was Phil's final.
Yeah.
I mean, he talked about game endings, and then at the very end, with like last 2 minutes left of the show, that's when he told you it was his final show.
Yeah.
See, we don't like to pull the wool over your eyes. We'll tell you. It's our 100th episode.
Yeah, and the show's never going to end. It'll live on because everyone calling in, that will counteract Shodan 2020.
We got some other people scheduled to call in, so we're going to clear the lines here for you. But thanks for calling in, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah, and thanks for taking over and doing such a great job.
Well, you're welcome. We didn't want Phil here anyway.
All right.
Thanks,
bye, guys.
Buddy. All right, let's go to the next line. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is User 11.
User 11?
Yes, User 11.
All right, how's it going, User 11? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
All right, what's up? What's going on?
Nothing really, just congratulating you on your 100th episode.
You've been listening for... User 11, I mean, do you have a name over at Evil Avatar, or you just been listening to the show?
Oh, yeah, I got JK950. I didn't feel like putting in the username, so much effort.
Oh.
It's actually like type the keys, like you have to protect your thumbs.
Well, that's great. We appreciate you calling in, man. Thanks. First time caller, I suppose, then, huh? I don't think you've called in before.
Nope, not yet.
Well, we want to thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
Cool.
And
have a great time.
All right, buddy. Thanks. We'll talk to you later.
Cool.
Bye-bye. Oh, that's great. That's awesome. I don't think we've got anybody. Danny, we don't have anybody else on the line right now, do we? Good, because we can go to a commercial break. We got to do this. Tell you what, man, you never get calls, and then when you do, it's like, okay, guys, hold on for a second. All right, we're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, more of your calls, more of loving 100 episodes of doing this, and lots more coming up next here on 1170 WACV and Evil Avatar Radio.
This is Nick B.A. Penguin Paleo, and you are listening to the 100th episode of Evil Avatar Radio. You know, I'm still waiting for my royalty check from these guys.
Check is in the mail, Bap. The check is in the mail. That's what you hear all the time from collecting money. That check's in the mail. You'll get it. Let's go to the phones real quick, because I don't know how long we've got her for. Hello, you're on Evil Avatar Radio. Who's this?
It's Amanda.
It's Amanda. Hey. Oh. How's it going?
You know, it's really good. I am at work right now, so I'm going to tell you I may have to bail at any second, but right now my appointment isn't here, so.
Hey, we wanted to thank you for, as well, I guess, because it was your and Phil's show, and want to thank you as well for handing the reins over to us.
Well, we were happy to pass it on, although I do find myself missing it quite often, and I'm hoping that as soon as I finish up school, I'll have a lot more time to be involved in the gaming community. I can't stop thinking about it, actually.
You are totally welcome to call into the show anytime.
Awesome. Well, yeah, when I'm not working during that time slot, that I'll be able to listen, actually. Because, yeah, really, I
show's more important.
than having the, should I just quit my job right now?
That would be good. No, it wouldn't. That'd be bad. So, hey, you guys moving out to San Francisco, huh?
So soon. Oh, I can't wait. It is a barren wasteland here. It's been snowing since I got up this morning.
Oh, you've got nothing on
so,
us.
Yeah. We cannot wait.
Well, but, good luck with you and with you and Phil on that. Am I still good to go to do your guys' wedding?
Oh yeah, totally. When we get around to it, I suppose.
All right, cool.
It's going
to
be at PAX, right?
Yeah. That would be awesome.
It would be awesome. You should listen to the show. We've told Jeremy plenty of times how awesome getting married at PAX would be.
You may not remember this. I found a clip of it, but Phil was actually the first one to bring up getting married at PAX. So I passed
that
back to
him. That's
probably
true. You know, I'd be pretty laid back about something non-traditional and crazy like that.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be great.
Whatever we do, it's going to be weird and simple and non-traditional, I think.
Well, congratulations to you on that, and the move coming up. Good luck to it as well.
Absolutely. I'm so excited.
And thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
And congratulations to you guys, too, you know, because you're part of the 100 episodes.
Exactly.
Both of you. Oh, it's so fun to be a part of that.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember we would count all of our anniversaries and think, wow, we're actually getting better.
We've kind of done the same. Jeremy knows this more than anyone, having to go back and listen to older shows.
Painful, isn't it?
Very. Sometimes new ones are pretty painful, too.
You know, it happens. It happens. And you can't, it's radio. You can't always control what's going on.
Yeah,
of course,
no.
That was pretty awesome, though, to fire up the very first episode in here. It's the Booty and the Ho-Fish Radio Show.
That was funny.
Glad they changed the name.
So I should tell you guys, on Saturday evening, Phil sends me over to his computer, and I begin a World of Warcraft character. And it was 8:30 when I started, and somehow there was, like, this weird, like, crank in time or something. And it was 3:30, and I definitely didn't play for that long, I'm telling you.
I know that feeling.
Yeah, I understand how a friend of mine now probably will not be graduating in the timely manner he was planning on for that very reason. But luckily, WoW was only on Phil's computer, and he pretty much lives there with his job. So that will save the final chapters of my academic career here, I think.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, it was good to hear from you guys, and I will definitely be listening to your show when I'm not bogged down at work. I think it's more fun to listen live.
Oh, it is. It's a lot more fun to listen live and to do it live as well. So, hey, we appreciate you calling in. Thanks so much.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. All right. If you want to call in as well and join in the madness, 334-272-9228 is the number, 334-272-9228. We got a email here from, who is this? Oh, it's Agord again.
Double dipping.
No, I'm not even going to double dip because he writes the same thing that he told us about StarCraft.
Okay.
No point in revisiting that. Thanks for writing, though. If you'd like to write to us, you can. Everyone at evilavatarradio.com is the email address that you can reach us at. Everyone at evilavatarradio.com. Still got a few more minutes before we're done with this hour. We were talking about playing Condemned 2. Don't know if we want to go back to it, but there are a few things that were different in the gameplay. That, for one, it's fast.
Yeah.
It's a lot faster than what the first Condemned was. And you can actually speed it up if you want to. They give you that option. But the default setting for your movement there is just super speed. Trying to turn around and catch yourself on some bad guys works now. But the bad guys are faster as well. And a lot more disturbing. We were talking about it during the break.
I don't know that they're all more disturbing. But, like, crazy skinny guys hopped up on goofballs running around in their tidy whities. Really didn't do me any favors.
Patches
I was upset
of hair,
about that.
You know?
Yeah,
they're all pink. We thought they were chicken. We were like, what is it? It's a homeless, you know, it's a guy dressed as a chicken.
Right.
You know? We weren't sure. And then we first saw him and we're like, oh my God, we're right. It is a guy looking like some, you know, defeathered chicken. Is exactly what it looked like. So yeah, it's disturbing. We love it though, and we love the way that we do it. So
We're going to continue it.
Oh yes,
continue to play it in the, all the way through the game in the same manner that we.
I have no
it.
Idea when we're going to do it again. It's all you know. We got it coordinating schedules between this many people is kind of tough to do.
It is,
but we're definitely going to be doing it again. So look for that. We'll let you know when we start it again. Goodness, I don't know where to go. It's just been such a barrage of calls. It's been great. Dave is joining us here. It's amazing that, you know, he lives in Colorado. You've seen him in the chat room before, but he's in town and happens to be in town during the 100th show. So he's joined us here in the studio as well. What else?
Is there like some sort of fire ordinance we're violating having this many people in the studio?
It's quite a lot, actually. You're right. But we got everybody on cam with the exception of Dana. Aw, no Day-Day. Dun, 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 dun. That's exactly what it is. Let's see, what else? Anything else going on? Should I do a chat room roll call real quick?
I think now's a good time for that.
Should be a good time for this, since everybody is in there. By the way, if you normally stay for the first and not the second, you should really stay for the second, okay? Somebody's calling in next hour. They've promised they would. You should stay. In the chat room tonight, we've got Holmes in there, Slipstream all the way from Belgium, Mr. Bibbs, Shadowstorm, Track Zero, Rockin' Away, 247, Shodan 2020 is in there as well. Mott Wackorb in the chat room, H2O Ninja. Also, B.A. Penguin, who hasn't called in yet, oddly enough. He should try and do that. Rogue Hunter's in the chat room as well. Phil is in there. Kefkaterin, also Hoggy. Kevin's in there. Straximus as well. Kilarin, Fishbang, of course, myself. Daniel is in there. Squish. That's a cool name. Squish. Wraith. Turbo Kenny's in the chat room.
Squish.
Squish. Squash.
Somebody should go in there with squash. Wired Insanity is in the chat room tonight. Zilladana. Expugnare.
And the chat room roll call is complete with exactly. The complete fudging of the name.
Just for old time's sakes, Agort is in the chat room. Oh, what is this one? Cassius Regicide in the chat room as well. You guys got some good ones tonight. Bone is in there, the Roadhead. Also, Josh KDMW, UW Crash. Pseudo, who should also call in. Blackwing, Agent Fox, Ghost Bear, Cheap-Ass Gamer, who is not CheapyD, but who said it in the chat room, which, by the way, I'm hoping Cheapy calls in tonight, and Xerxes as well is in the chat room. So thanks, all of you, for being in the chat room and joining us for this monumental show, our 100th episode. It's been great. This is something we've enjoyed for a very long time, ever since we were doing in-game chat, that this is what we do. I mean, what? We took a trip to Atlanta last week. What did we do on the ride up there? We talked about video games, you know?
It's true.
And what did we do on the ride back? We talked about video games until you guys fell asleep.
But I dreamt about video games.
Exactly. You were dreaming about them. But anyway.
Was that why I was talking that you fell asleep?
Probably.
It's possible.
Wow.
You guys covered a wide range of topics there, but they were all pretty much gaming related. And so... yeah, it was a lot of fun, and we enjoyed it. By the way, we went to Atlanta last week to see somebody. We went to see, oh, yeah, Jonathan Colton. All right, yeah. Stick around for next hour. Cause
oh, was he
could
that second guy
in.
That came on after those two funny guys?
Yeah. Oh! Paul and Storm, they were really good.
Yeah, they were really
good.
They
were really, really good. Hope John didn't call in.
Yeah, I think he would understand. That's a joke.
I'm sure he would. He'd probably agree.
I did not know who Paul and Storm were before we went there. I had never heard of them, and I kind of feel bad because they're extremely clever and extraordinarily funny.
They're really great. They're really
great.
I really
loved it. I would have paid that much money just to see them.
Yeah.
Quite honestly.
Well, we're going to be back in about 6 minutes here for more of the 100th episode of Evil Avatar Radio. So come on back, and don't forget to give us a call. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Larry here at Xbox Live's Major Nelson, and you are listening to Evil Avatar Radio.
If we can't get him on the line, we'll just have him in recorded form. I asked him to call in as well, so maybe he will. Who knows? But let's go to line one. It is Jonathan Colton on Evil Avatar Radio. Hey, man.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing great. We got 100 episodes in.
And we got Jonathan Colton on the phone.
I know, it's very exciting.
I know. Well, yeah, and we got you on the phone, which actually makes this, you know, it kind of blows away our 100. Dude, listen, I'm not kidding.
I just want to point out, I am obviously better than Major Nelson, right?
Yeah.
Because I care enough. I care enough to call in, is the thing.
You do. You know, you care enough to do a lot of things. Right. And coming to Atlanta, you know, Nelson doesn't go to Atlanta.
No.
Not at all, but you do. And thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. It was a really fun show. I had a blast.
Dude, that was a great show.
It was one of those very off-kilter shows, because I may have mentioned I was tired from the jet lag, but I get a little loopy when that happens. So
yeah,
but I was still an enjoyable show. I think it was. Sometimes I like it when it goes off the rails that way. You know.
Oh, it was great! It was great. Now all of us who went to see the show, we had never seen Paul and Storm before.
Oh, they're great too, aren't they?
Oh, they're awesome.
They're really funny.
They were great, and of course I won something with them. So like they're awesome.
Yeah. A surprise makes everything that much better.
Doesn't it though? Yeah. And a moon pie.
Yeah, and a moon pie.
Who'd have thought? So how you been doing?
Good. It's been a really busy month for me. A lot of traveling, it's just great. Everything's going great.
Everything's going to be going great tomorrow as well, because we can download Rock Band. We can download Still Alive to play on Rock Band tomorrow.
I know. Very, very exciting day.
That is. It's one. Now I saw a video of you playing it. You didn't do too well.
No, that wasn't my fault. I was playing with some other people.
Well, you had Leo Laporte.
Yeah, Leo's not very good at Rock Band. he wouldn't mind me saying that. He's the first to admit. I don't think he had ever played it before, and we sort of ran through it once, and then, he was not great. It was Leo Laporte and Merlin Mann and Veronica Belmont, and we we got almost to the end, but we only got 99% complete. Which I challenge anyone to get 99% complete. I think that's harder than getting 100.
On a song that you wrote.
Yeah, I know.
And performed, and I mean, you know, did everything on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And your vocal, what did you score on vocals?
Not 100%. I did pretty well, though. I did pretty well.
Hey, let me ask you, does it have Ellen's vocals, or does it have a switch? Can we do your vocals or Ellen's?
I think this version is the one with Ellen's vocals in it.
Okay, well, no, that's good. That's good as well. And I don't know, I'd really like it if Ellen would call in tonight, too. According to Jonathan, they haven't spoke since our show.
Yeah, it's not. I don't mean to imply we're having some sort of...
No, I'd just like to bring you two back together. It would be great.
It would be nice.
Where are you going to be going next? What's up next for you?
This week I've got a show on Wednesday night in Philadelphia, and then one on Thursday night in Northampton, Mass. And then a few weeks off, and I hit the Northwest, Portland and Seattle, the end of this month.
Cool. And it's, you know, if any of you in the chat room have, well, first, if you haven't heard about Jonathan Colton, you haven't been listening to our show, because I don't know, I think ever since Still Alive, I'm sure we've mentioned you once every episode at least. I'm really not kidding, man. You're great.
And, I'm happy to hear it. Thank you.
And, so if you've never seen him live, though, it's an amazing experience to go to a live show of Colton's whenever you can get the audience that's into it. And by the way, Colton's not very fond of you getting zombies and pirates mixed up.
I know. You wouldn't think people would confuse the two, because they're very different.
Yeah.
But they do. They confuse them.
R and kind of mixed together, apparently, I guess. I don't know.
They're both guttural noises.
I had mentioned that we weren't going to, you know, this wasn't going to be a normal interview type, and I don't want to take up too much more of your time, but we got some people in the chat room wanting to know if you're ever going to head to Canada.
Yes, I would very much like to get to Canada, and, you know, it's...
Toronto, specifically.
Yeah, Toronto is high on my list, as is Vancouver is the other place I would like to hit, and it's really just a question of scheduling and finding the right venue, and, you know, I try to make every city in the United States as happy as possible. You know me. But I'm only one man, so it'll take me some time to get everywhere. But yes, I would absolutely love to play Toronto in particular.
Are you working on a new album?
I don't know. I don't really think
if I jumped on you on this, then just feel free to say no.
There's ongoing songwriting. I don't really think about it in terms of albums. I don't have an album project in mind.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of go song by song, and I write it and release it, and then at some point I will look back and say, oh, that's enough to put on a record. That's pretty much how it went through Thing a Week, and that's I sort of enjoy working that way. So,
has anybody, ever since Still Alive, has any other game company, studio, has anybody else approached you about doing what you did for that?
No, not really. It hasn't come up yet. I guess
maybe
I didn't do a very good job, huh?
Sequel to Portal? Maybe.
Yeah, the really nice thing about Portal and that song was that, we were sort of made for each other, I think, in a lot of ways. And I didn't have to do anything that much different from what I normally do when I write a song to make something that was appropriate for the game. And that's one of the reasons I think it works so well. It's such a nice mesh, you know. So yeah, if the right project comes along, I'd be more than happy to work on something else.
Well, man, we do appreciate you calling into the show tonight. We really appreciate it. Our 100th episode to have Colton on. It's been great. We thank you so very much.
Oh well, thank you for all your support and congratulations on your 100th show.
Hey, thanks, thank you, man. Thank you.
You think you probably give it a rest now, right?
Is that what you thought when you got done with Thing a Week?
Yeah.
Didn't happen, did it?
No, it didn't. That's when it got busy.
Exactly. So, yeah. No, we don't plan to stop anytime soon.
But. Well, good for you.
Hey, thanks for calling in. You have a good night, man.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, wow, Jonathan Colton.
Hey, guess what you want to hear right in the middle of the...
I know.
Colton.
I know. The stream's down again. I don't know what I can do.
Do we need a commercial break this hour?
You know, it's early, and we got some people on the phone here. If you can tell the people that are on the phone to kind of wait, we're going to go to a commercial break, and I'm going to try and get the stream Track Zero says stream's fine. Well, I'm going to try and get the stream worked out and see what we can do there. And then when we come back, we'll have just nothing but the show. We'll get our commercials out of the way here early. More of our kind of wonky 100th episode of Evil Avatar Radio coming up next here on 1170 WACV.
I told you never was a long time.
It was. It's probably the last time you'll hear it, though. Yeah, we'll shut it up now. All right, welcome back to the 100th episode of Evil Avatar Radio. Let's go right back to the phone lines. I've been waiting for a while. Hey, you're on Evil Avatar Radio. Who's this?
This is Robert Koo over at Penny Arcade.
Hey, man, how's it going? You know what? I can get almost everybody from Penny Arcade except Gabe and Tycho on the show.
You know, the difference is that we don't have kids. So, they got stuff going on.
Yeah, they do. They do. I tried to get in touch with them today and try to get them. I'm trying to get them on the after show because it's a little bit later in the evening, I guess you could say, and it's also not FCC regulated, which helps for them. So
we'll try to hook it up. We'll try to hook it up.
Oh, thanks so much, man. Hey, how you been doing?
Good, good, man. Congratulations. That's it's super cool. 100 episodes.
Thank
huh?
Thank you.
Yeah, I was like I said, I was trying to get everybody that we'd had on the show, and we had you back in August, just before PAX, on the show, and I guess you guys are gearing up for that one, huh?
Oh, man, we started back in November for this year. But so actually, I haven't talked to you. You're saying that I haven't actually talked to you since you had not attended PAX.
Right, yes.
So how'd it go?
Loved it.
Excellent.
It was great. That's where, we just had Jonathan Colton on.
Yeah, I heard, and he's a stud. And everyone should know that.
He is, and that's where I first heard him, was at PAX.
He is incredible.
He is.
The guy is unbelievable. Like, I've seen a couple shows of his since, and he blows my mind every single time.
You know, I'm sure he gained a ton of new fans by doing the Penny Arcade Expo. So,
you know, what's funny is that we have this knack of picking up artists right before they sort of go big on a lot of cases, and the fact is that it honestly has nothing to do with us. We just happen to be in the right place at the right time. Like, Will Wheaton says the same thing, for instance, as far as, like, how things have been going on his end, and you can sort of see Jonathan Colton's exposure. But the fact is, we didn't have anything to do with that. They were just sort of on the way up, and we, again, right place, right time.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. Anything new for PAX this year? Anything you can tell us? You guys like to be all secretive and stuff.
It's going to be bigger and better, I'll tell you that.
Well, like, I knew it was going to be bigger.
It's scaling up. But, I have a question for you. Well, what would make the experience awesome for you? Like, what do we need to do to make you guys happy?
Move it to the East Coast. No, actually, love it in Seattle out there. But yeah, it's I don't know. You guys got anything? You guys got any ideas of what could be added to something like this?
Having not gone,
yeah,
I know it's kind of hard to say.
This will be my first year going, so it's hard to say.
There's a lot of people in the room who have not been, but it's going to be their first year going. You know what would make it great? A wedding at PAX.
I heard it was Amanda. Is that her name?
Yeah, Amanda was talking about it. We've been trying, our own Jeremy in here, who's in the studio with us now, is getting married
this year. Trying to get me married at PAX ever since I announced I was engaged.
Got it. Well, I'll tell you this. So, I love the idea of community events. I love the idea of people looking at PAX as, like, this big institution, being able to sort of connect at the show, and I guess this is a form of connection in one way or the other. And the idea of a wedding, on one hand, is awesome, but on the other, it's like, man, I would hate to screw that up. If there was anything, like, I would love to assist in everything, but the level of pressure of that particular event, I don't know if I could deal with that. But, get in touch and we'll see what happens.
Oh, no, we're trying.
Well, for my crack at that question, like, what you could do to make PAX, like, super awesome, Jonathan Colton and Ellen McLean performing Still Alive together would complete me as a human being.
That would be pretty sweet. That would be pretty sweet. I would love to make it happen.
Yeah, it would be great. And I'm hoping that you're going to have Jonathan Colton back at PAX again this year. Hoping for it. You probably can't say one way or the other, but here's hoping. what else has been going on with you, I guess, other than just getting ready for PAX? Anything else?
Well, let's see. PAX is going on. The game launches soon.
That's right.
I'll say soon.
You just announced a price.
Yeah, we just did announce the price, and things are going well with that. We're really pleased with the way things turned out. There's going to be a big announcement, I think, on Wednesday about the game. And
you should move it to Tuesday, because that's when most big announcements take place, right after our show.
we'll probably do it on Wednesday.
Hey, how's the, you know, something you mentioned when we had you on last time was First Party. How's that going?
It's actually going really well, and pretty much we are, it's baking at this point, just because we want to make sure we get it right. This is sort of, again, like this premium brand that no one's ever done before, this type of approach. And, again, we just want to make sure that when we do launch that we get it right.
Don't screw up, yeah.
Exactly. And, for instance, like right now, all of our energy is focused on the box.
On the box?
Yeah.
All right.
It seems odd, but trust me.
Okay, yeah, no, I totally trust you guys. I totally trust Penny Arcade and everything that you guys do. You got the scholarship thing going on, a Child's Play as well all year round, and then, of course, Penny Arcade Expo coming up in August as well. So lots of cool stuff.
So, hey, tell me this. So how long did it take you to get to 100 episodes?
100 shows.
I mean, how many years?
I don't know. They started this in, what, 06? Yeah, I guess 2 years. I mean, you know, they didn't have an episode almost every week. There were times when we didn't have an episode every week. We really tried. We didn't have one, like, I think the first week of the year we didn't have one for New Year's.
Yeah, a couple of our shows fell on, like, New Year's Eve and...
And then we had a tornado.
Christmas Eve, and then 1 week our neighborhood was hit by a tornado.
Yeah, so roughly 2 years.
Yeah, just about 2 years to get 100 episodes in.
So where do you want to be in 2 more years, episode 200? Like, what do you want to achieve?
I would like to have. I'd like to have had Gabe and Tycho on the show by then, at least.
Okay.
And you're just going to tap dance on that issue until somebody caves.
I get it. I promise I'll talk to them tomorrow.
I'd like to be able to quit
my day job and just do this.
Yeah, exactly. No kidding. Hey, Koo, what are you? You got room in your portfolio for another show?
We'll talk later.
Would love to. I'll fly out there and we can go to lunch or something.
Hit me up at PAX. We'll talk.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, anything cool going? You're not having a kid, are you?
No.
Okay.
please go ahead and for whatever you want from the tone of my voice.
That's fine. Neither am I. anything? What have you been? You know, I haven't seen you online. What have you been playing? Anything new?
I'm trying to get through Disc 4 of Lost Odyssey at this point.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure if any of you have chunked into that at all, but...
Just got it, haven't played it.
We're trying to get in.
Still trying to get through Blue Dragon.
Oh, forget that. The game is made for 12-year-olds. No, Lost Odyssey is, in my opinion, like the true... It is like the real Final Fantasy XI, right? And it really delivers, but the problem is that just the time commitment to it's insane. Like, I've already probably logged in about 50, 55 hours into it, and I'm nowhere close to being done.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Well, thanks for calling in, man. We really appreciate it.
No problem. And again, congrats, man.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, and we'll see you out at PAX.
Okay, see you guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, let's go to, let's see, I don't know, is anybody on this line? Nope.
That would be a no.
That would be a no. In fact, Major Nelson just tried to call in but couldn't get in. So we're going to, hopefully, he's going to try right back. Let's go to line one here. Who do we have on the phone? Who's this?
This is Pseudo, man.
Is this Justin?
This is Justin.
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Another former original crew of Evil Avatar Radio.
Indubitably.
How you been?
I've been all right. Really, really busy lately, but all right.
Well, you've been doing it. You work at a radio station too, don't you?
I sure do.
What do you do there?
I'm actually a production director out here in Vegas, so I get to make all the lovely commercials and junk.
I'm a production director here.
Are you really?
I am. I am the production director. I do. You've heard my. Well, I don't know if you have or not, but I've been on commercials that we've run on this show. But yeah, I'm the prod director here.
Very cool.
So, you know, I'd rather be the prod director in Vegas.
You know, it's not too shabby, I guess.
That would be nice. So
I have a question for you. I've been meaning to ask you this. Well, obviously, I couldn't talk to you except for right now, but you should really go through. Have you announced, like, who everybody is in your room on the webcam? Like, who as you go around?
Oh, no, who's on the... Okay, no, we haven't.
Yeah.
Let's do this now for those... Yeah, we got a lot of people listening, so I'm going to point... Actually, just raise your hand. Jeremy.
That's me.
There he is right there. Of course, this is going to come in a little bit later for those listening to the stream.
It'll be synced up for them, though. They won't notice.
Daniel. There's Daniel. Dennis. We've got James over here. Yep, there's the hand raise.
He's so excited.
He's not a community player. We've also got Dave way over there. And Zilla Dana is in the booth. You can't see her.
That's not loud.
Yeah. Go ahead.
But I'm here. And I did not hear Major Nelson, for the record. But he's waiting now.
Put your headphones on. Put your headphones on.
I can hear it.
Oh, you can hear it? Okay, cool.
Thanks a lot for that, man.
We'll give it just a little bit more. Okay, that's enough.
Sorry, I had to go two for two. Somebody told me to.
Hey, it wouldn't be the 100th without a Rickroll. Thank you.
That is absolutely correct.
Hey, we appreciate you calling in, man. Thanks so very much.
No problem. Keep doing an awesome job, guys.
Hey, we will. Thanks again.
You take care.
Bye-bye. Let's go to line three. Hey, you're on Evil Avatar Radio.
Hey, it's Larry Herb, Major Nelson.
Yeah!
I am so bummed you didn't bring me in for the Rickroll.
Sorry, I didn't know that was your intro music.
Dude, I used to work in radio when that was a hit the first time around.
That's great.
That was a great record back in the day.
It was, but you never thought it'd become what it has become now, huh?
You never do you?
Well, yeah. It's amazing what that thing has become. Did you know that you can actually prank call people with it now?
Of course you can.
Yeah, there's a thing that'll dial a phone number. Prankdialer.com, I believe.
Yeah, I'm sure there's Google ads all over it.
Yeah. Hey, prankdialer.com, and it's got Rickroll and peanut butter jelly time.
Excellent.
How you been doing?
I love living in the internet age. Isn't it great?
Isn't it? Yeah. How you been doing?
I've been doing great. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
This is a big show.
What did you do for your 100th?
Oh, it was so long ago. I think I was still in mono at that point, not stereo. I think I actually broke like the 1 hour mark, which was back in that day. It was pretty big for me.
Yeah.
Now I break an hour almost, you know, without breaking a sweat. I just sit there and yak for 60 minutes straight.
Yeah, you know, we got the commercials here, but we go pretty long on ours as well. Especially, you know what, we stole something from you, the after show.
Did you?
Yeah, we stole that.
That's one of my favorite things, and everyone asks me, why do you do an after show? And it's one of those things because you guys know, and if you're not in radio, let's pull the curtain back a little bit. You know, you kind of walk into the studio with a rough idea what you're going to do. You kind of have your like maybe one page, at the most one page of notes.
Not us.
Really?
We don't know what we're going to do when we step in the studio.
Well, then all of a sudden I realized when I stopped recording one of those early shows, when I started doing it, I'm like, oh, damn it, I forgot to talk about it. So I just fired it up and went again. It was supposed to be like a hidden secret track. Well, it's not so hidden anymore.
Yeah, you go long on yours. I put ours like 10 seconds after.
No, I just kind of let it go.
Because if people listen to the crap we already put out, they're probably not going to hang around for another 30 to catch the after show.
Yeah, I should move it up and just do that same thing. Thank you for that tip, Scott. Maybe I'll move it up and just make it 30 or 40 seconds.
I'll take the credit. We had this idea that, you know, when we come in here, we're kind of confined. We may not know what we're going to talk about,
right,
but we've got a format to stick to. We got the commercials that we've got to hit because we are, you know, broadcasting live on, you know, over the air radio.
Yep.
So we've got a time constraint on us, and we've got the FCC constraint on us.
Yeah, we can't say all those seven words, among other things.
Oh, tons of other things. We've got the commercials that we've got to adhere to, so we thought, you know, after the show, let's go somewhere else.
We ended up staying around the studio for about another hour talking amongst ourselves anyway, so we're like, we should just record it.
Just record it, and it's become one of the favorite things that people enjoy. So thank you for that.
Oh, my pleasure.
How's everything else been going for you? How was your you had vacation recently? Didn't
I
you?
Was. I took a cruise to the Caribbean, which was phenomenal. If you've never gone on a cruise, I highly recommend it.
Never have.
So it's one of those things. If you have been on a cruise, then you'll know what I'm talking about here. When you get on a cruise, frankly, all you do is eat. I mean, it is, and I stepped on the scale yesterday, and I gained all but 0 pounds. I don't know how I did it, but I gained 0 pounds. But no, it was a great cruise. Went down to hit a bunch of the Caribbean islands, went scuba diving, saw some Xbox people, and it was a great time.
Do some drinking?
A little bit.
What made you decide to do a cruise?
It was actually dictated by my family. It was
okay.
It was one of the things where it was all my sisters and her kids and you know, family, so it's just one of those things. But I actually, you know, I really enjoy cruising, so.
That happens. But yeah, so thanks for calling in, and we really do appreciate you calling
in.
No,
it's your 100th episode, and I can't believe that the FCC has allowed you on that long. but no, I wanted to call in and just say congratulations. I understand I just miss Robert Koo, who's a good friend of mine as well.
You miss Colton? You miss Koo?
Yep.
Oh,
Colton called in too?
Yeah, Colton called in.
Oh, boy.
In fact, he said he was better than you.
I'll take him on sometime with that. Well, regarding what? Let me ask.
Okay, so he calls in at about 8 o'clock. Well, which would, I don't know what it'd be out there. What, 5 or 6 for you?
Right.
So he called in, and I played your little intro that says, you know, hey, this is Major Nelson, Xbox Live, Larry Herb, Major Nelson.
I gotta cut you a new one, by the way. Send me an email and remind me that.
Okay, I sent you one a while back. Didn't hear back from you. But it was just before you went on your cruise, though.
Yeah, I was checking out at that point.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody wants to do anything. You know what I found is that, going off topic, it's a lot harder to take time off. You know what it is? Because you've got that cram stuff you have to do before you take the time off. And then
exactly.
You've got the ketchup.
And then I don't know about you, but when I was off the grid this time, it takes me about 4 days to completely stop being paranoid about checking email or something.
Mm.
And I was talking with somebody at work, like, 4 days, it takes me 4 hours. I'm like, well, I'm a little more dedicated than you.
Somebody asked in the chat room if you're going to keep doing the Level Up on Maxim Radio.
Oh, I love doing that show. That's actually, I co-host that show. Although I don't co-host, I'm a guest host, I think is what they want to do. But whatever. I do that with a friend of mine who I was talking about radio, or I did radio with him many years ago, and he's a good friend of mine, Scott. And I love doing that show. It's a lot of fun. It's a little different because it's not hardcore gamers. It's more casual, you know, people, and it's a totally different type of audience. So I really love doing that show.
Yeah. If you ever, you know, want to have us on your show, we'd love to do it.
Oh, I'd love to have you on the
That'd
show.
That'd be great. No, so Jonathan calls in. I play your little thing, and then, you know, I said that was Major Nelson. If he can't call in, then at least we'll have him record it.
Right.
But right now we've got Jonathan Colton on the phone, and he answers, and he says, I guess that makes me better than Major Nelson.
Yeah, he's much better at music than I am.
Well, he is, but apparently he can't score 100% on his own song.
Really?
Did you ever see that video from where was that? Was that at GDC?
Oh, somebody was telling me that story. Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, his song comes out tomorrow for Rock Band.
I cry foul. Something's wrong then. It's got to be a technological issue, because he should be, for God's sakes, he wrote the song.
I know. We told him that. We said, didn't you write? You wrote the song, right? And, you know, and he felt
bad
about it.
Or did he?
Yeah, it was Ellen. It was Ellen McLean. She did it. But yeah, well, see, he also had Leo Laporte in his band.
Oh, yeah. Well, that'll bring it down. That'll bring it down. No, Leo's great.
Yeah, so thanks for calling, man. We do appreciate it.
How are things going for you guys? I mean, it's getting a little crazy. It's, you know, I was talking about this last week on Level Up, that we've got, you know, April's kind of this quiet gaming month, but it's not really, because we've got the COD 4 maps that are coming out soon.
Looking forward to it.
We've got the Halo maps that are coming out in the middle of the month, and then at the end of the month is the 10,000-pound gorilla GTA that's going to stroll into town.
See, that's it right there. That is it. I know people say that, oh, well, there's not much coming out in April. No, there really is. It's GTA 4, man. I mean, that's coming out in April.
Yeah, I mean clear the deck. I mean, I was reading just an article in, was it the Hollywood Reporter, that they're a little concerned that the opening, that the
I
film's
just,
open that
I,
weekend.
I said, I'm not going to go watch Iron Man now.
You're not.
No, I got multiplayer GTA to play.
I'm with you on that. I mean, I don't usually go to the movies anyway. It's but it's one of those things where I'm like, yeah, I could totally see that. I mean, it happened with Halo.
Although, you know what? If GTA 4 was released closer to Indy 4, Indy
wins.
Oh,
that's a battle royale, isn't it?
Indy wins.
Yeah,
I gotta say that.
Does Indy win though? I mean, you know, I trust me, I love Indiana Jones, but I wonder if it's the same type of audience.
True, very true. But for me, I'd have to go indie on that one.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know that there's much that could be put up against that. But yeah, you know, it's kind of a low month. But it's just, you know, it's just waiting. It's just that calm before the storm.
Yeah, I just finished up Rainbow Six Vegas 2 yesterday.
Oh, I'm still stuck in. Well, I'm not stuck. I'm just waiting.
Watch the spoiler.
No. I was going to say I'm in theater.
Okay.
I'm about midway in theater right now.
Yeah, it's funny. The whole game, I'm having this deja vu. didn't I play this backwards in the first game last year?
There is that. We were talking about that when we went to see Colton last week. We had to drive to Atlanta, and we were talking about, are we playing something that's on the side story of what we played in the first one?
It's a fantastic deja vu.
Apparently so, but I'm enjoying it nonetheless.
Oh, no, it is. You remember how good it feels when you go back and you pull that left trigger in your cover, and you're spending your time finding your weapon and your shotgun and your, you know, your baklava and all that stuff. So
were you any good at Call of Duty 4?
Sadly, no.
But see, then they put in a cover system for Rainbow Six Vegas 2, and immediately it's like, oh, goodness,
yeah,
I missed
this. I'll tell you why. COD 4, and don't get me wrong, I think the game is great, but I cannot seem to grasp and get good at it. I go in and die, get in, die, get in, die. I see laser beams all aimed at my head, and I die. And I'm just like, where do you have the laser? Where do you have the laser? Bam! So it's like, what is going on here? So I've been actually playing a lot of the Battlefield Bad Company beta.
Yeah, I've got the beta. I haven't gotten into that yet because each time I do, I'm thinking, oh, I'm pretty good in Vegas 2 right now. Let me jump into that.
I'll tell you, you must try it, and here's why. I'm sure your listeners, if they have tried it, and I'm sure the chat room is saying this, the destructible environment is fantastic.
I'll have to check that out.
There's only a couple maps they have in rotation, but I was playing one map, and I apologize. I was on Twitter apologizing for team killing, because you can't tell who your team is very good in that game. They need to fix that. But I'm standing in a house shooting, and this tank literally blew the wall out next to me and, like, rolls in and just mows me down. I'll tell you, it really changes the gameplay when you see it.
Yeah, well, I'll have to check it out, man. I really will. Thanks again for calling, though. We really appreciate it.
No, it's a pleasure. I'm sure you probably have a bigger name on the other line, and you got to go, right?
We do. Well, you know, I tell you what, we've got, we got Nick, BA Penguin.
Okay. Oh. You know, I have Nick. I actually have him on my friends list.
Yeah, you do. You could
because
put me
you guys
on
are
there.
Probably all on his friends list, so you can see me on his friends list. Right?
I can. I think. Do you have him on your Twitter as well?
I believe I do. I follow very few people on Twitter. It just gets too
what
crazy.
You think you're better than them?
No. It's not that I'm better. It's just that I just there's so many ways to get in touch with me. I've got an email over live on the blog. It's like I put a blog post up this week about how I've got 100 codes to give away for Battlefield Bad Company, and people are sending me messages over live, over Twitter. I'm like, people, send me an email. What part of send me an email don't you understand?
Come on. You know better than that.
I know.
Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it, man.
Listen, I'm going to come on again maybe for the 200 or 300 of the show. Is that all right?
Oh, we'll have you back before that. Come on.
All right, I am going to cut you a new intro. Send me an email. I promise I'll do that when I get in the studio.
Definitely will. We'll have you back for the spring update. How about that?
Fabulous. Congratulations on the show. Keep up the great work, and I will talk to you guys later.
Thanks, man.
Thanks. We'll talk to you later.
Take care.
Bye-bye. All right, let's go to the phones here. Hey, you're on Evil Avatar Radio.
What's going on? Oh, my God.
Wake up. Who's this?
Hey, it's Nick.
Hey, Nick. Nick. How you doing, man?
Nick. You know, I'm doing all right here. It's kind of dozed off a little bit. But,
what? Is Major Nelson boring?
No.
wait, I'm sorry. No, it's us. We're boring, aren't we?
You know, I was busy. I just rode in on my horse armor, you know, after fighting some dragons with Ken Kutaragi and Neil Patrick Harris. So, ready to go.
You were in the intro. You were in the mega intro the earlier tonight.
That was pure brilliance. Absolutely phenomenal.
Man, you've become legendary now for doing that intro. You did a great job.
They have 100 episodes.
Man, it's something. Now, you were around for how long have you been on the site, man?
This is my fifth year on the site. So I've been there about half of its life.
Yeah, well, exactly. We're celebrating our 10th anniversary at PAX this year. Hopefully everybody can come. Another thing, you and I, we got our invites to E3 today.
That's right. We are going.
That's right. It's a big thing for me. Now, I know that James and Jeremy have both been to the E3.
Right.
The way it was, and I guess the way it will always be remembered. But yeah, this will be my first E3 to go to.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting this year because it's gonna be a little bit different than last year, and hopefully a little bit easier. Last year was pretty rough on me, but you know, we've got two to cover this year, two people to cover it this year for Evil Avatar and Evil Avatar Radio.
Yeah,
and, we only got one place to go to instead of jumping around from hotel to hotel.
They moved it back to the big place, didn't they? the convention center, the LA Convention Center.
Yep.
So that's good to know. What else is going on with you, man?
I've been giving away some Xbox Live MS points in the chat room during the show. I don't know if you've seen. Thanks to the lovely folks at the Gamerscore blog, they gave me three sets of 1,600 points to give away to our listeners. So I gave two of those away so far, and I got one more once I get off the phone here.
All right. Well, then stay active in the chat room there, folks, because BAP's going to be giving away some points cards for you, some MS points for you. What else? Anything else you wanted to talk about on our 100th show?
Oh, God. It's funny listening to that intro and hearing, like, just how far the show has come. And it's weird, too. You know, I even forgot, like, it was on Friday nights. Like, my wife knew, like, Friday nights came. Like, that's what I was doing. I was coming home, coming home from work, eating dinner, and then going to listen to the show and participating. And that was that. And now it's Monday nights, and it's, it still feels good.
Well, we're glad to keep doing this, and we want to thank the site itself and everybody at the site for allowing us to do this. That's the reason that Evil Avatar Radio exists in whatever form.
Yeah,
is because of the site. So, but it's
great. I definitely think it's a mutually beneficial relationship at this point.
It is. Anytime I get in touch with anyone about trying to be on the show. That's what I say, Evil Avatar Radio, an extension of the website Evil Avatar, linking to both.
Yeah.
Because, what I've found is that they may not know Evil Avatar Radio, but boy, they know Evil Avatar. There's a lot of devs out there, a lot of big names in the industry who know exactly what Evil Avatar is.
Yeah, it's so. Pretty, it's amazing. Some of our forum posters are developers and people would never know.
Yeah, no, exactly. So, anything else planned for you for the week?
No. I'm trying to relax. I've been overworking myself with projects, video game related, personal related, work related, and everything else. I need to take a chill pill because then I got the Microsoft MVP Summit coming up in 2 weeks.
Yeah, when's that? Oh, well, 2 weeks. But what do you do for that?
I am not at liberty to discuss, but it will be seeing lots of cool things.
So
and then not talking about them.
Exactly. You get to do a lot of cool things that you can't talk about either before or after.
Yeah. And then after that, I come home for a day and a half, and then I fly to Disney World. I will be there.
Wow. Well, thanks for calling in tonight, man. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, and congratulations again, guys. And hey, one of these times I'm going to have to get down there and get in the studio, although looking at the webcam, it doesn't look like there's much room for me.
Oh, we'll make room for you, and you don't want to come here. You're a pawn, dude. You don't want to come here.
let me get off the phone so some other people can call in.
All right, man. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Let's see. Anybody here? Hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Shadowstorm.
Shadowstorm. Hey, thanks for calling, man.
Good. I was doing a rick for you guys, but apparently I was beaten.
Go ahead.
I think Shadowstorm wins the prize for waiting on hold the absolute longest.
Really?
Multiple times tonight.
What is he? How many people did you wait through?
At least four.
Wow. Jonathan Colton and Major Nelson then.
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
God. I'll have to do something for you, man. We'll get you something.
All right, waiting
the longest. It's our own secret contest. You waited the longest. So there you go. You win. I don't know what yet, but we'll figure something out. What else?
All right. I just want to congratulate you. 100 episodes. Pretty awesome.
Thanks a bunch, man. We appreciate it.
Yep. So, all right. I guess that's it.
Wow.
All right. I guess that's it. I waited that long just to do that. That's it. Anything else you want to say, man? You got time? Go ahead.
All right.
He waited that long, I can let him do
that's
it.
That's it.
All right, man. We'll talk to you later. Thanks.
Thanks, right. Man.
Thanks. I'm done.
So we've heard three times now, in the intro, and then Justin, and now Shadowstorm rickrolled us as well. This is a great show. I'm enjoying the hell out of this. Who else? We got somebody else on the line? She can't find her marker. I'll just pick up. It's no big deal. Hey, who's this?
Hi, this is Dead End.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Pretty good. How's everything going tonight?
It's great.
It's craziness, man.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Michigan, somewhere on a road.
Oh, okay. Where are you driving to?
I'm driving home so I can tune into the last few moments of the show.
Oh, wow. Well, thanks for calling into the last few moments of the show.
Yes, it is my, it's an honor. And I hope the podcast is, when's it going to be up tomorrow? I need it to get me through the workday.
We'll get it up tomorrow, you know. I don't know, and this is not, you know, a knock at Phil or any of the staff that did the old one, but I do remember that was one of the things that we talked about whenever we were taking over the reins was, let's get the show up as soon as possible after it's over with.
I know, it's just amazing, and like the old show, I mean, I didn't even have a ability to get the podcast good.
Well, trust me, if Justin was their producer and Justin was getting the show ready, if he's a production director, I know exactly how tough it would have been for him. To get that show up while still trying to do work, especially out in Vegas when there's distraction aplenty. So,
distraction.
But yeah, it's... you didn't say cyber distraction, did you?
Maybe I did.
That's not anything you want to bring up. but yeah, so that was one of the things we wanted to do, is make sure that we got that show up as soon as possible once it was over with. So, you know, we actually, you know, if you're really good at it, we have the show up the night the show is done. I just don't have the write-up ready until the next day. So, yeah, we get it up there pretty quick. We just want everybody to be able to listen to it. So, but yeah, I'll have it up tomorrow for you.
Sweet, and I'll be playing Vegas after the show.
All right, well, enjoy that, man.
All right.
And thanks so much for calling in. We do appreciate it.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, well, let's go to the next line. Hey, you're on Evil Avatar Radio.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing good. Who's this?
The Roadhead.
The Roadhead. How you doing, man?
I'm doing really good.
Where are you calling from?
Philadelphia.
Philly. How's it going?
Good. I'm glad to hear that Johnson Colton's coming. I definitely have to check that out.
Yeah, I talked to him just before the show, and I asked him where he was going, and I said, you know, we got a lot of people listening on the stream, so, you know, just don't think that because you're calling into, you know, Alabama that, you know, you can't mention that. There's tons of people everywhere listening, so definitely plug the stuff. So I'm glad you're going to be able to check that out?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Have you ever seen him live?
No. I was turned on to him, of course, by Portal, like everyone was. Yeah. So, yeah, but I have to thank Major Nelson because he's the one who turned me on to Evil Avatar and Evil Avatar Radio when he had Twittered it on his Twitter.
That's great. When did he do that?
When he was on your show, I guess for...
I had no idea.
Yeah, he Twittered it and I checked it out and I was like, this is pretty cool.
That's great. I wish I'd known that. I would have thanked him. Well, I had no idea. Apparently, Dana knows everything, just doesn't, you know, tell it. But yeah, that's great. So, yeah, well, we thank you for listening, man. We appreciate
it. You guys do a great job.
All right. Well, thanks again. We do appreciate you calling in, and we appreciate everybody that's been calling in tonight.
You guys got a really different thing going because you guys are broadcasting on the radio. So, you know, a podcast, they're great, but... being on the radio, it just gives you a different angle. I think you're the only ones that do it, so.
I think there's one other show that does, one of the All Games Radio Network.
Oh, okay.
One of their shows is actually broadcast live from a radio station.
Well, it's definitely different.
Well, yeah, it's you know, it's very different from, you know, most of the podcasts that you hear out there. They get to script and edit and do lots of stuff to their show. We're live.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to do it.
Well, thanks for calling again, man. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
All right, talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Oops. Oh, well. I got to hang up on somebody. Hey, you're on Evil Avatar Radio. Who's this?
This is Ghost Bear.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
You're calling from, where are you calling from? Seattle, right?
Olympia, Washington.
Olympia, that's right. Yeah. How far is that from Portland?
Portland, Oregon?
Yes.
Like 2 hours?
Okay.
Like a state away.
Yeah, I didn't know. I don't know.
It's not that far away, but... it's about the same distance as Seattle, so...
Oh, yeah. You going to PAX this year, right?
Yeah, me and Flip and Rogue Hunter, I think, are rooming up for that.
It's going to be great. Going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing everybody there. I've been checking my calendar every day, making sure it's not August and I didn't miss it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because you could get the... it's so confusing up there with your weather situation.
Well, we angered the weather gods. It's almost April, and hail was coming down today.
Oh,
so.
Boy, if only. It was about, what was it today, 76 or something?
Today wasn't completely offensive down here.
Yeah, it was
no.
cooler.
It was actually a little bit surprising, because usually it's high 80s by now.
Yeah.
It was 28 degrees when I got up this morning in pouring rain.
Oh, man.
That is a magnificent,
bliss.
Glorious type of weather.
I haven't seen the sun in a year and a half.
That would honestly be fine for me. I plan on coming up there and getting a piece of that for
much,
myself.
You're not missing much, really, honestly. It's just bright and makes your vision go bad.
Right.
Really? Okay, well, you know, I am kind of pale. I probably would burn in the sun.
Yeah, well, you know what? Here's our high for Thursday, 84 degrees.
That would be nice.
No.
Oh, no, it would not. You shut your mouth.
I went from living in San Diego, to here. And in San Diego, I never saw anything but sunshine. You know, and then I come up here and there's never anything but rain.
Which is odd, because Dana was up in Seattle just last week, no rain at all. When we were at PAX, those 3 days, no rain at all.
Yeah, it was so weird. I was telling you guys that last year.
Yeah.
The 4 times I've been to Seattle, no rain, ever.
Wow.
I think you guys are making it up.
Yeah, it doesn't rain there.
It's really not pity. Exaggeration.
I think it's what it is.
They're just trying to keep people away.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't want people to get in on the game.
It's a perfect place, and they don't want anybody invading it.
Stay out, hippies.
Hey, man, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
All right, guys.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Okay, real quick, I want to open up an email here that we got from Agent Fox. I'm sorry, I opened up the wrong email. boy, I can't operate a phone, nor can I operate my email. Agent Fox says, congrats on the 100th episode. You took a valuable resource from Minnesota, the Old Ear Show, but Alabama has worked out so far. Hope for 100 more, Agent Fox. So thanks for writing in on that one. We've got a few more minutes left. Anything you guys want to talk about? Any things you guys want to say?
I'm sort of off my game since we never even started things, and I don't know how to. I only know how to do the next thing on this show.
Yeah,
we start with what we did. We move to what's happened in the week. I suppose we could skip all the way toward what we plan to do.
Might as well. What do you guys plan on playing this weekend?
Above anything, I think we should session of Condemned.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've got to think about other things we can do.
You were talking about Rainbow Six. Playing. What were you talking about?
No, somebody in the chat room mentioned something about co-oping stuff there. And I was starting to think, even though we never do this, it might be interesting to co-op something split screen and broadcast it.
Yeah.
What do you call it? The game where the guys with the knuckles and the masks...
Army of Two.
Yeah, that's the one.
The game where the guys with the knuckles and the mask.
Yeah.
That's how it works
out.
He
knew
what
I was talking about.
Yeah. It was Army of Two, because I finally got that in from Gamefly.
Right.
Yeah, so we gotta get around to playing
that. Yeah,
that's
cool, so I can send mine back and get something.
Yeah, I'd like to send mine back as well.
Better.
It's just sitting there wasting. Wasting a perfectly good slot of mine.
Out of anything, I would like to maybe play some more Rainbow Six. I got stuck in a place that I'm upset about because I don't have my guys anymore. I'm just saying my guys.
Oh, that's right.
There's no guys, so it's just me. But the fights they're presenting me with are as if I still had two guys to go out there and soak up bullets. And it's like, I don't have two guys, so everybody's shooting me. And, it's okay. I'm working my way through it, but I'll have to invest some time with another person, I think, to finish that. But still great. Still amazing. But that's it. That's it for me.
All right, Dennis,
I don't know what you guys
anything for you?
I'll probably be playing some Crystal Chronicles.
What do you got on your DS there?
That would be Crystal Chronicles.
Okay, well, never mind that.
let's see. Probably play some more Orange Box. Aside from that, that's about it.
Daniel, you got your box back yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. What are you going to be doing this weekend then? Sins?
Crying.
No,
assuming I can get the issue resolved that I'm having with Half-Life 2, Episode 2, and all that on the PC, and I'll probably play some PC Team Fortress and stuff like that. If I can get that working.
Yeah.
Now that I've paid for it. No, optimal.
Jeremy, you?
Still alive on Rock Band?
Yeah, it's totally free. So, it's free to pick up. So, yeah, that'll be fun.
It's free to pick up? Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, you didn't see that?
No, I didn't
see that.
No, it's absolutely free.
Wow.
No, I mean, you have to pay me $25.
The first song
in
3 weeks I've wanted to pick up, and they're giving it to me.
Yeah,
I didn't deal
it's
with
a little
that.
Strange.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another thing that makes Jonathan Colton great.
other than that, I don't know. I might play some more Skull Monkeys.
actually popped in. I've been setting up a PlayStation emulator on my little, you know, media center box, and been using Skull Monkeys to test it out, and I started having fun with that. So,
yeah, well,
it was the bonus room music from that, which I have to bring up here to play for you guys, that Colton said inspired as you know, still alive.
So, oh, okay, yeah, definitely.
So I had to get to the bonus room to play that for Becky.
All right, cool. Zilladana, you.
Do we need to get you some Professor Layton?
Yeah, well, I haven't gotten to play it all show, actually.
I didn't think you'd be able to.
Yeah,
I thought you'd be
pretty
busy.
Phones. I started Bully and Rainbow.
Played Rainbow Six Vegas.
A couple of demos this past
week. You said you couldn't handle Rainbow Six Vegas, a little bit too...
Well, no, it made me sick really quickly.
Yeah.
So I need a break.
Anytime you get sick, just go behind some cover. It takes you out of that third-person world, or the first-person world
right,
that you're in.
Right.
There's also, I mean, not for nothing, but there is like a blur effect that the game, like... you know, used to do, doesn't do so bad, and I think there's something in the settings that you can change.
We'll have to work on that.
Where it doesn't, like, look quite the same. I noticed there was something in the video settings I could change that made it different. I don't know, maybe it was just the brightness, but I didn't think it would be as likely to make you sick as the original. Maybe I was wrong.
Yeah. Well, thanks for everybody that called in tonight. You still got that list, Zilladana? Good. You got that long list. We're going to get that up there. We're going to get the show out to everybody here very, very soon, but I want to thank everybody in the chat room. I want to thank Phil. I want to thank BAP. I want to thank Phil, Evil Avatar Phil, himself for the site and everything else. It's been a great 100 episodes. We got the after show coming up next. Stick around because you can listen to it in the chat room through the webcam. And that's going to do it for us here on our 100th episode of Evil Avatar Radio. See you next week.
I do a far more impressive than 2 minute type thing.
That's true.
I got lots of
way
on
more
tape.
Than 2 minute hate.
I don't need.
I could have done that if I had known.
It's funny.
All right, I should mute this.
I wound up. I worked my way into that Track IR4 thread, yeah. And then I saw that you were going to mention it to me.
I
was like, oh hey, look at that. I had to say something about it.
I never know if you read that sidebar or you go.
I check it out every now and then.
I don't ever. I don't believe in reading. What? We are? Oh, yeah, that would
be
us.
We're broadcasting and recording, so.
Look, it's my hand on the webcam.
Oh my god, a horse.
Oh my god, a hand. Oh man.
God damn, it's hot in here.
It's hot country ants.
It is hot country ants. How many times do we have to explain this to people?
Fuck it.
All right, so yeah, I was gonna say we could listen to the interstate through the the window.
No, you can't have a raise, Dana. I know you did your job way more than you're used to tonight.
She didn't even get to play Professor Layton.
Well, everyone was saying how I earned my money tonight. All that money.
All the bills, all the Benjamins. But see, that's why he's not paying. It's because it's more money, more problems. You don't even want to get paid. He's doing you a favor.
Wow. I got Dana's list of everybody that called in. That is a lot of people.
Is it a list?
Yes.
With names, even.
Mm-hmm. The list is life.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad that that's over with.
We didn't, we didn't touch a bit on news, really.
No, we didn't. No. It's fine, because it was a bit of a weak.
Say that again.
No. What happened? Like, I guess we can kind of touch on some stuff now. I have to go back and look at the...
Yeah, I'm scrolling through my reader.
Well, it's a prototype. Doesn't have any multiplayer.
Yeah!
That's...
All right.
That made me cry on the inside.
No. Tell me how you feel about that. I want to hear what people say. Because then I've got something to say about it.
Surprise.
Right.
We'd much rather hear
No. How do you feel? Honestly.
I'm not happy.
Any game that's got co-op, I believe, benefits from having
it. No. That's not what I said. I said, how do you feel about the fact that it was cut?
It's getting there.
Just tell me that. Just tell me that one thing.
I don't like it.
Really?
Yes.
I feel bad about it.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel bad about it, but I'm hoping the single player will make up for it, because it looks like it has more of a story than something like
that. He didn't want to hear anything like that. He just wanted to know if you liked or didn't like it. That's all he wanted to hear.
He only wants a sentence, because he's got time.
It's very funny, because...
Do you like it or not like it?
I am thrilled about the fact that they cut co-op out of it.
Okay. That's all we got here.
Yeah, I totally
Which I
am.
Kinda knew you were going that way anyway. Yeah.
Well, my problem is that we and I sort of stretch my arms out and encompass the entire community when I say this, have really, really like whipped things up into a frenzy about co-op and about it being included on certain things. And as a small group here, you know, we get extremely excited about it. We're all about it all the time, anywhere, give it to me. And you know, I don't think that we should kind of rescind that whole thing, but
doesn't mean
man, these guys they know what they're doing. Like they know what they're doing.
Who
and if you look,
it's published by Sierra.
But when you said these guys,
it is published by Sierra. It's
but I don't remember
that. Radical. It's Radical.
The Incredible Hulk game, the last one.
Yeah.
Total, yeah.
They know what they're doing. They're doing something that's wide roaming, if not free roaming, extremely ambitious, both in terms of graphics and gameplay. They're looking to make a very, very big hit.
Yeah.
And I think that it's an extremely smart decision to step back off of co-op for something this big, that's this ambitious, and simply zero in on what it is they're trying to do. I think that they're smart enough to realize that it's possible to miss a little bit on both aspects, because you don't just drop co-op into a game.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen that way. And I think all things being equal, you know, if they could say that the game is going to be this awesome, and with co-op it will be just as awesome, but with co-op, then that would be great. But they know they can't guarantee that.
Yeah.
And I don't ever want to get to a point where the industry senses the dissatisfaction over something like this to such an enormous degree that they're afraid to make important cuts. Important cuts are important. You got to kill your darlings sometimes.
Yes.
You can't afford to have a bloated project or something that maybe goes on too long. Sometimes it's responsible and very intelligent, I think, to make those kind of cuts. I think it's a really good thing. Frankly, because it's not like there's a dearth of co-op stuff out there right now. Anyway, it's like we can really look to other places and find a decent amount of it. And for these guys to say that it could possibly damage the overall
quality of the
product at the end, man, I was actually very happy about it.
Yeah.
In the grand scheme of what that game is.
I'll tell you, asking us if we liked it or not, this was one of those stories where I read the headline, but nothing after that.
Well, you're a dick.
See, I saw it, and I was like, I had a reaction not dissimilar from yours.
Yeah.
I kind of wish it had come up in there, but from what I've read about it, you know, the story is just this immense thing.
Yeah.
And the gameplay is just heavily tied into it. You can't. They're focusing on that, and
yeah, they really
that's a good
are.
Thing. That's a good thing that they looked at it and said, you know, we just can't do it. We're not going to just, you know, put a shoddy product in there and
right.
ship it out.
I will agree that they had talked about it for so long that a lot of people had sort of, it was a feature people expected, and I understand that disappointment. I would certainly never say
yeah.
people like shouldn't feel bad about that, but I just don't. I don't want to create a. You know, I just didn't want to create a thing where it was like, man, I was really looking forward to this, but, you know, they pulled out too soon, and now we don't have this great thing, and so fuck it. Like, I just, you know, didn't ever want to feed into that, not that I really could. I just want to say that sometimes I love a BioShock. Sometimes
yeah.
I think it's really important to have a completely isolated world to tell a very specific story. So.
It just means I'm probably not going to finish the game.
Really?
I hate to say that, like, and it's not because I'm not
yeah,
saying it's not going to be good.
Either.
Yeah, and no, it's not, and it's not saying that I'm not going to enjoy it or that it's not going to be good. But I have so little free time and so many games that I want to play.
Yeah.
The co-op ones get priority in my playlist
mm-hmm.
because I can socialize and play at the same time.
Right.
When I have limited time. So I would rather hang out with friends and play games, which means I will probably buy it and probably play it and maybe one day finish it, but it will probably sit for a while, which I hate to say, you know, because I'm sure it's going to be, well, I'm, you know, maybe not sure, but it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Right.
It's just, it's hard. Co-op is a selling point for me because of minimal time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. You have to extract the maximum value, like out of your
yeah.
training time.
Yeah,
and, no, that's
when you have a working box.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, assuming I have a working box.
I understand it. I just thought it was a big deal, and I felt a collective, you know, I don't know what it was. I just felt like people got really upset about that.
Yeah,
and
personally, I don't
disproportionate to what it.
Yeah, I think as an overall move, it's probably a good idea. Personally, I don't like it, but for the good of the game, I'm sure it's probably a smart choice. They wouldn't pull something that big unless they thought it was really going to benefit.
Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah, that's really all I had to say about that. I mean, it sucks at first. When you read the headline, but
yeah.
The more I read about it, the more I tried to understand what's actually happening in that game's development. I was like, man, cool. I swear to God, there's going to be other stuff for me to do, multiplayer.
GTA 4.
Yeah. Which, by the way, not that there was a terrible amount of information, but there was shit leaking all over the place in the middle of the week.
The map.
I don't know if anybody managed to see those pictures
before
they got sucked out of the tubes.
Yeah.
Man, dude. That's about what they did. They hooked a fucking HVAC up to the inner tubes and blew out every...
It's a shop vac.
Yeah, man. They sucked those fucking screenshots off the internet so fast. That shit was hilarious. Did you guys see the picture?
I saw it.
I saw it, and then I tried to send it to somebody later, and no dice.
Do that.
Yeah.
And the controls. There was a layout of the...
It was the PS3 version, yeah. But
yeah.
There was a... There were the PS3 controls on there, which, you know, it was part of what made it look sort of legit, the fact that there were too many control options.
Well, that and the way they ripped that shit off the internet so quick.
Well, I'm sure it was legit.
The achievements seemed to be leaked.
The achievements look like they're leaked, and they look...
Sans 15 points, though.
Or did somebody do
the math? Somebody did the math. So, you know, maybe it's not...
That's quite possible.
Maybe it's
with
not
no
good
DLC.
Math. I certainly did not sit there with a freaking calculator and go... But I'm missing 15 points.
Well, there may have been there may have been an unlabeled secret.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know,
something like that.
But there's allegedly 15 points missing from the leaked list. So, who knows? You know, then again, that could be somebody that, you know, fat fingered their calculator and
right.
whatever.
It's not me either.
It's got some of those points that I will never get on them.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, which is like
Kill a Rockstar Dev
online. It's like, okay, check that off.
If that was one of those viral achievements where, kind of like Burnout.
Who killed a guy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Then maybe.
I could do it. Because Burnout, man, I wasn't in multiplayer and Burnout for like 5 minutes before I knocked somebody. It was like, boom, I got the achievement to where I had taken down somebody who had taken down someone who took down a dev from the game. So, but yeah, if they made it viral, that'd be cool. But yeah, otherwise, yeah, there's no way I'm getting that.
Squish says that it is viral as far as he's been told.
If it is, it's great. That, it kind of should be, actually. That would be a lot more fun.
Who told you, Squish? You know, you're new to the chat room, so I'd like to know.
Who you are? We had a lot of people calling in that we haven't heard from before.
There's a lot of people still chilling in the chat room, too.
Really loved that. It was awesome.
But yeah, there was also the... what magazine was it? The Scans. I saw them in a thread. Links to the... one of the official magazines. It's been a week since we read it. But there were scans to an article, like a 6-page piece just about the multiplayer, hands-on with the multiplayer. And it really made me feel pretty good. Everything that we had suspected about at least the modes that had been discussed already seemed intact. You know, I didn't think anybody was pulling my leg, which is what I was really worried about.
Yeah.
When they said 16-player, free roaming, you know, do whatever, don't go to school and kill people, like, I thought somebody was bullshitting us. I honestly did. I didn't think that someone was going to give us the entire sandbox to fuck around with at will with 16 people. I still kind of don't believe it. I'll only really believe it when it's in my hands.
Because it's not really, is it official?
Oh, yes, it's quite
official. It's
totally
official,
yeah.
Okay. Because I didn't know if we had heard this yet from Rockstar, if it was just like, oh, they're reporting that this is what you're getting, and it kind of took it as official.
No, I'm fairly sure it is.
Yeah. No, I think it
or
is.
Or as official as it can be.
There was also, yeah, you were talking, and maybe you just mentioned this, because I'm still getting emails from people saying, oh, I'm sorry I didn't get to call in. Those screenshots of the multiplayer in action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and they were reproduced on, like, several different places.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, everybody's tagging them as a rumor, but...
But it looked good.
Yeah, it looked really good.
Did you watch the final trailer?
You're damn right I watched the final trailer. Okay. I was pissed off, man. I sat at work backstage fucking like refreshing all day. I could because I couldn't find a listing of what time it was supposed to come up. But I watched it as soon as it was posted.
Yeah.
And then I went to, where was it? I went over to Game Videos, had a breakdown.
Oh, that little thing they did.
Where they did their trailer.
Love when they do those things.
You know, and they actually slowed it down during some of the scenes where they were.
I'd love to get paid to do that.
Really fast, but they paid a lot of attention to a lot of the things in there that I hadn't noticed.
Well, the thing was, and apparently it was well known, but I guess I'd either just forgotten or not paid attention. Probably that one. Whenever the screenshots came out, I was like, God damn, that looks like a cover mechanic.
It does have a cover mechanic,
but it's got one. It's apparently well known. I had no idea.
Yeah, they mentioned that. This is back in that GI article that we read.
Fuck yeah!
Like a million.
I guess you forget things. I just forgot that it had it in there. But well, it was so big on cover because I was enjoying it in Rainbow Six.
Yeah,
I was like, oh my god, it's got cover. Great, it's gonna be wonderful. So, good stuff there.
Gears of War movie. I'm really not excited.
No. I'm not either.
No, because it's what 2010.
Well, I mean that. That's I mean. That has nothing to do with the low excitement levels. Like,
what was Gears of War about, Scott?
I don't know because
yeah, there was some guys in giant boots that killed bug guys that climbed out of the ground. That's it. That was fucking story.
Yeah,
it was like 2 hours of it. By the way, I mean that story mode was so short.
Yeah, I've gone through the game 3 times. I still don't know what the fuck it was about.
Well, and
it was about me and Kevin shooting some guys.
Yeah, it was about a wonderful co-op shooter experience.
It really was.
It was about me and my buddy Steven slaughtering crap.
Let's call Kevin. Yeah.
You know?
So how you would...
I guess that just means that they've got a blank slate for the film, you know?
I suppose.
Like, as long as they insert guys with chainsaw guns...
Right.
...that occasionally...
It'll have as much to do with that film as the Doom film had to do with the games.
Yeah,
had a BFG.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it must be a Doom.
It must be a Doom film, clearly. Clearly. Oh, and there were key cards.
There were key cards.
Or a key card. I think it was one key card.
Take place on Mars.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have guys.
No, the problem that I had was, you know, Gears of War, like, as far as the story goes, like, I was just starting to kind of get excited about it when the credits rolled.
Right.
Like, I was like, oh, sweet, I'm going to start figuring out what's going on. And then it's like, I roll credits. I was going, wait, what?
You just finished chapter one, maybe?
Yeah. No. Yeah. No.
Yeah, felt the same. What are you doing?
Okay. I'm scrolling through what articles I've starred this week. We already covered that.
Come on, Kev.
Hey, in-game advertising. How do you feel about it?
In-game advertising? I don't care.
All right.
As long as
I'm curious.
Yeah. In-game advertising. As long as it's done tastefully and in context of the game, I'm not only fine with it, I think it's a good thing, because, man, as much as costs are going up and as expensive as games are getting to make, they need to make more money somehow, because all of these production houses have other, smaller projects to fund. You know, if they don't have money coming in from somewhere, that's less chances they get taken on other projects. And, more people that get cut, more projects that get cut. I'm fine with it, and I don't mind that I'm still paying $60 for it. Like I said, as long as it doesn't disrupt my experience.
Yeah.
You know, if it's a World War II game, then they, you know, need to have World War II era advertisements for, you know, Coke or Pepsi or whatever.
Verizon, you know, whatever.
I did. No, I
would be fine.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as
especially if they did like incorporate like actual classic ads, that would be neat. But yeah. I don't. I mean, just in general.
But it is, you know, it needs to be done a little bit better than it is so far, because, you know, having one ad all the way through the entire game to look at can be pretty.
I don't know, man. I think that at best. It can be harmless. And I mean, at best. Best case scenario, no, you know, ill intent on behalf of the people who are inserting it. Making every claim that it's going to be, as you say, that they're making the right qualitative decision about what to include, where and how, and under what circumstances. Best case scenario, it's unoffensive. The reality is, I think, that it gets bad. It's a very bad thing. I didn't used to feel that way. I used to think it would be great. I used to think that if they did that, that it would help offset costs enough to pass those savings along to the consumer.
I don't think that's going to happen.
And of course, to hell no, it'll never happen. And what they do is they claim they're forestalling inevitable price increases. Well, if we don't do this, then we're going to have to gouge you even more. We're going to have to take even more of your money. $65, you know, a new game, not from some site that's offering a temporary discount or something like that. I mean, essentially, a brand new game at cost is going to run you $65. FX, that's an extraordinary amount of money.
More if you live overseas, apparently.
Yes, quite a bit more. And it doesn't matter if it has in-game advertising or not. That, your costs are not going to change. The amount of money you have to pay isn't going to change. I know that they cost a lot of money to make, and I'm not saying that these guys shouldn't be looking at alternate forms of revenue. Except, I don't know, maybe... I don't know. Whatever. I don't run their companies. Maybe there's an awful lot of Take-Twos out there. Alright. It's possible that this could be the only thing standing between us and price increases. It's possible. I don't know. I wish I could say that I do, but I don't. But I've never, you know, I've never trusted them to make the decision that's going to make it easier on me. I think they're simply looking for ways to make more money. That's all they're doing. They're looking for ways to fund the next project in advance, instead of...
I think if they could increase prices, they absolutely would, regardless of in-game advertising or no. But they probably can't raise them much higher and continue to sell them.
I remember having that exact same conversation when they cost $49.
Yeah.
And they
did.
It
seems
like
it was so long ago.
But, I don't know. I mean...
I'm just saying, it helps them, it doesn't help me. Yeah, I don't see how it helps me, and if they tell me it helps me, my default position is that they're lying.
Well, I don't think it helps us in as far as, like, keeping prices down for us, but... I mean, they got to make money, and not all that many games actually make money, it seems like.
Well, that's not our fault. We're buying...
But it is our problem.
Yes, it is.
As fans of the industry.
I'm doing my part, believe me. I'm doing my part to help them make money when they make good games. I don't buy used trash. If I like a game, I purchase it. Like, I do put my money where my mouth is, and I'm not even saying everybody should do that. But I think that a significant number of people are actually buying games they're interested in. And people really are spending a lot of money, even in a world where games cost $65.
But the game industry isn't like the movie industry or the music industry where... Well, particularly, let's just take the movie industry, where if your movie doesn't do well at the box office, that's fine, because you also get money from the pay-per-view, the DVD market, television market. They have more opportunities for a second life after its initial release. The game industry, man, you got one shot. There isn't another shot after your first one. You either make money the first time or you fail. So more avenues of revenue, I think, is something that our industry really needs in order to continue, funding the kind of projects we're used to.
It just feels like a patch to me. It feels like a way to fix it, a temporary solution to a problem they created by making other mistakes.
Yeah.
It feels like very much the same way we deal with our economic problems. It feels like a stimulus package, you know? Well, it does.
Stimpak.
Yeah.
Shit, we fucked up. Games are too expensive because we've paid attention to the wrong ways of designing and marketing and distributing them. We've treated our customers like criminals. We've done everything we possibly can to benefit ourselves and not them. And quite frankly, it has turned out to be bad business for them. So they're not making enough money. So they have a combination of charging more... You know, and a lot of it isn't their fault, I know, but it just feels like they're making a mistake in an effort to fix a mistake they made previously. And after in-game advertising, what's it going to be? You know, I don't really know. But they're always going to be scratching it at different methods for pulling in a few more dollars. And again, I'm saying it's not my fault. I know it's our problem, but what the fuck ever. I'm buying your goddamn games. Like, I've always supported you as a consuming gamer. Like, stop fucking around. It's not like you're getting your ass handed to you by piracy anymore. Not in the console era.
No.
You don't have that fucking problem to deal with. I don't give a shit, like, how bad it was before.
That was never really it. You
know? So, but whatever. I just don't like it. It just leaves a bad taste in my mouth. I don't want to see it. It's fine. I'm running through Rainbow Six Vegas 2. I'm in a convention center where, you know, a competitive gaming tournament is going on, obviously, if you want to put ads all over the fucking place. It's in context. I'm not going to say I disagree with that. Hell, I think it's better than, you know, some exec's idea of what a funny fake ad would be.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes those can be a lot more distracting than a real ad.
It's really true.
Not in all cases, but, you know, of course, at least it's not, you know, as long as I don't have to go around like Vegas 1 and only see Axe ads everywhere.
Yeah, that shit was pretty rough.
At least, you know...
You're right, that was pretty
advertise
bad.
More than one product at a time, right. For God's sake.
Yeah, man, that's kind of sick. If you're going to advertise to me in a video game...
I know.
Lots of ads.
I feel kind of bad for saying that, but it's honestly less distracting because it's more realistic.
Right.
Xerxes it's easier to... ads are all over GTA. Or GTA 4.
Yeah, see, that's another thing I was going to point out, is that particularly... Actually, GTA is a perfect example. I was actually thinking, for whatever reason, way, way back to the distant past, when you would play, like, Sin games or Duke Nukem-style games and all these things, and every pop culture reference that was, you know, internal to that game was funny and yeah. Very specific
now,
joke.
Now, fake ads
were
absolutely done right in the GTA series,
yeah.
Man.
They didn't do whole fake radio stations for
yes.
That.
Yeah.
That shit was
that
brilliant.
Is sit there and listen to the entire, like, hour or so of Chatterbox.
Yeah, that was
Laszlo.
Loved
yeah.
It.
Yeah.
Laszlo, that was awesome.
Well,
what was
at least
the name
we,
of the SUV in GTA 3?
I'm descending from the rafters. Like a bat.
The Maibatsu Monstrosity.
That, yeah.
Mine's
yeah.
Bigger.
Oh, the fake commercial. Yeah, those were great.
Yeah.
Well, then at least we've got a hierarchy. Brilliant funny ads.
Yes. Then real
on the top.
Ads.
Then lots of real
lots
ads.
Of real
variety.
Ads.
Lots of variety of
okay,
real
sure.
Ads. Yeah.
In context.
In context. Then below that, I suppose you would put.
I would put fake ads.
Mediocre
bad,
fake ads.
Mediocre fake ads, and then.
Axe.
Then like the repetition of the same ad all
and
over the place.
Out of context, real ads.
Oh
or
God.
Just, you know, distracting ones.
Hey Drew, you there?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, we're talking about in-game advertising.
Oh, God.
you want to go on a 2-minute hate now?
Oh, fuck.
Feels good to say that,
know.
Doesn't it?
That'd be, I don't know. Some of it, I don't know. You guys covered it quite a bit, I guess, already. But where it's appropriate, I don't mind it. But when it stands out, even in the case of, for me, Crackdown having all the Dodge billboards kind of drives me nuts.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
Yeah,
oh,
that
man.
So I did notice both Rainbow Six Vegas 2 and Crackdown now have the Hitman ads on them.
For the movie?
No. It was either the movie or the game. I didn't actually pay that much attention to them.
I know. I saw the Far Cry 2 ad in Vegas 2.
Oh, God. Yeah, how could you miss that?
Yeah, well, you know, but I also saw an arcade stand-up of Splinter Cell.
Yeah, Splinter Cell and, what's the other one they do there?
Ghost Recon?
Yeah, both of those were on those arcade machines.
Yeah. Oh, well, how you been doing, man? We just talked to you earlier, I believe. Didn't you call in earlier or no?
Yes. I did make a brief call in, gave away a couple prizes in the chat room, yeah.
Yeah, what did you give away?
A whole bunch of Game Boy games. Some pretty decent ones, but I'm just making space, you know. Figured, got to find them a good home. We're better.
Enjoy paying the shipping.
Oh, yeah, that's no biggie. It's all good.
So what, like what do you got to say to us now? What's going on?
Oh, Well, I've been working on this for a bit, and we're finally going ahead with it here. I talked to BA Penguin about it a bit, and we'll see what happens, but we're going to be doing a video podcast kind of dealy called Analog Control. It's going to do a little bit of Japanese game review as well as, of course, North American ones. I don't want to go into show format or anything right now, but we'll see how it turns out.
When are you going to start this? Any dates?
Well, I got to go tomorrow to pick up a Mac to do the video editing because I've been doing it on my PC and I want to bash my head against the desk. And I'm not a big... I'm one of those guys who goes around the office and rips into all the Mac guys. I love getting them enraged, but I'll give it its props where it's good, and it's good at video editing, so...
And this entire video was edited on a Mac. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That guy that runs around screaming. And when you try to edit this, or when you click on this, it won't let you because of the... big blue apple has to stay up here. That's reserved for the apple. But yet it didn't.
So we'll be using quite a few drivers on the show, and we'll see how it goes.
It's great, man. You know, we do the little game sessions that we do, broadcasting those live over the webcam. They've been, I mean, you know, they're successful. We just got to get people to go and watch.
well, the definition of successful are
the
you
tech.
Using?
The tech was successful. We got everything set
functions.
Up.
Functions.
We weren't sure.
Functional. Yeah. I think functional was
that's
the word
a good
you were
word.
Looking for.
Functional, yes. So we got everything working the way we wanted to. Now we just got to get people in the chat room and watching the show. So.
Oh, great. Philip Kohler is still listening to this, and he's harassing me on IM now about Macintosh. It's fantastic. We're off the air now, right? I can swear?
Yes.
Go right ahead.
Fuck you, Philip Kohler. I've been waiting for that for so long.
He does it in the chat room every time. Hey, what'd you think of the intro?
Oh, dude, that was awesome. Tracks, awesome work on that, man.
Thanks, man.
That was great. You did a wonderful great. Job, man.
Every hour of your time put into that was worth it.
I enjoyed doing it. I more enjoyed like watching the reactions of everybody listening to it, though. That was fun.
Anything else going on with you?
I've just been tearing my way through Lost Odyssey. Loving every second of that game.
Yeah, you know, I was a little bit, nervous about picking it up because I know it was coming from the same place Blue Dragon came from, wasn't
it? Yeah, but like Mistwalker, but they're all like, they're all Square guys.
Wait, what the fuck is up with this game? I didn't get it because I wasn't sure I had time for a JRPG in my life, and I still kind of have a thirst.
I don't know if you still have time for that.
Whatever, I've got a thirst for it. I'm gonna get the damn game, particularly since. Like, you know, the game's coming out, it's right around its release date. Everybody whose job it is to post a review out there in the world, they do so, and the average rating comes back looking kind of mediocre. And you hear an awful lot about the complaints and everything, and just the sort of echo of opinion that bounced back and forth through the major channels made it seem like, it's maybe not worth your time, you know? But I have yet, and I mean at all, to hear from someone who's actually playing it who has not said that it's fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
And I don't understand the disparity. I know that occurs sometimes, but it seems enormous. I'm not saying some people say it's horrible, some people say it's great. It's just like it seemed fairly consistent among those who reviewed it, particularly earlier, that it was sort of mediocre, or that they would prefer to concentrate on its...
Well, you know, I can understand that perfectly. I think the reason why, pretty much, from a technical standpoint, reviewing the game, there's nothing really impressive about it. I mean, to be all honest about it, it's really a kind of a rehash of Final Fantasy IV and V and VI kind of put together.
Awesome!
But... which exactly? I haven't liked the JRPG since FF6, and I picked. I got Blue Dragon. I played that for like 2 hours, and I've never touched it since. God, it was just whatever. And then this game, I wasn't going to touch it. A friend lent me the first disc and said, "No, you got to try this." And I've been sucked in since. I'm at 50 hour mark at least. I'm at the I'm on the last disc just doing, like, working my way through. But it's the story, it's the characters. I like that it's not some uber-complex JRPG. I can just... The battle has more interactivity with the whole ring system. It's just fun.
Yeah, no, I can totally buy it. I just think it's really interesting that it wasn't until it was actually in the hands of a lot of people that I started hearing such extraordinarily consistently good reviews. So, but that's
I can see why, because I'm sure hardcore JRPG guys probably saw it as a step backwards for the battle and everything else system, the complexity of it. And they didn't look at the story quick enough. I mean, a lot of reviewers, they got to push out a review quick, right? So how far are they going to play into the game before they go, well, okay, I'm done disc one, here's a review.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. It's understandable, but it's unfortunate. And I suppose, you know, if they have a lot of pressure, if they're working under a lot of pressure, then, yeah, it's totally legit, but it really sucks. Although, I got to say, I don't really... I look at the reviews, but I can't remember the last time a review really informed my decision. It's... My decisions have everything to do with my own relationship to the hype or my own understanding of the game long before it comes out. You know, I'll decide something's a first day buy regardless of whatever the fucking reviews say. Or
yeah.
I listen to, like, there's this certain indefinable saturation point that a game will reach within the community where enough people who are like me or enough like me say that the game is worth the money. And that, like, that's all I need, you know. 15, 20 people on EVAB say that the game is aces, and I totally agree with what they've said in the past. That's it. I don't need to look at a review. I don't need to rent the game. I'll go get it.
Yeah.
And that's why I can trust certain reviewers, though. I found, like, I don't look at shit like Metacritic or whatever for percentages, and I don't even trust, you know, institutional scoring completely. But it's someone who's a reviewer whose taste you have learned over time match yours. Go with them. Like, if I see Jeremy Parrish or Jeff Gerstmann say this is a fucking good game,
right,
I'll go play it, you know, without question.
Yeah.
If I say Burnout's really great, you'll do it, right?
Oh, well, you already got it for me, Scott.
Good, I bought the game for you.
And I thank you, because it's fantastic.
I'm glad you've... Yeah, free games are always fantastic.
Those are the best games.
Yeah, I guess you can't really get that sense of sourness for showing it $60 and then going, eh, it's okay. Like, that's what I kind of got with Rainbow Six Vegas, too. I have fun with it to some degree, but I really wish I had just rented it.
Yeah, that's understandable. I don't have a problem with this, but it honestly feels like it's didn't even really need to be Vegas 2. It could have just been... maybe once I felt like I was actually in Vegas. The effort to take you off of the strip and put you into the back alleys and suburbs and outlying deserts and all this other stuff of Vegas sort of, I don't know, like...
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, I know what you're doing, and I don't have a problem with that, but I swear to God, I have no sense that I'm involved in Vegas at any level whatsoever, except for, like, a couple of areas, you know, toward the middle of the game.
Well, the only real time you do it is those flyovers when you're moving across and you're flying over the strip and stuff. That's really...
I mean, you wind up in the convention center and in one of the hotels. And, that, again, it's fine. And the gameplay is absolutely solid. Probably, well, definitely a little bit better than the original.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just the sense of how firmly attached I am to Vegas. It was much stronger in the first game. And I know that was the idea. So.
Until you hit the level where you lose your guys, and if you're not playing co-op, it's just
what
you alone,
F?
And you're screwed.
That's exactly where I'm stuck, and I'm like...
I hate that level.
Son of a bitch. I don't mind lone wolfing it. I like to pretend that I'm a bad motherfucker. Like, but holy shit, every battle is like, here's 30 guys to kill.
Good luck.
They're all aiming at you already.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't matter if you go through different doors and try and flank them. They all magically know where you are, even if you're creeping. And the moment you come through a door, shotgun to the head, point blank. Oh, that was fun.
Yeah. And you don't have guys to just like, hey, run over there and get killed. And then I'll kill everybody that just killed you. That's exactly what my guys are for. They don't do anything interesting. Like, that's their job. Go stand in the middle of the room like a pair of dumb shits. And while everybody's trying to shoot you, I will kill you.
If we have to put together an ad hoc anti-terrorist team, I am not in your squad. Just letting you know. I will be B team.
No, no, no. It's okay. I'll come over and hit you in the hypodermic with the hypodermic thing. I'll get you up.
Okay, well.
But you're going to have to get shot first.
As long as you hit me with a needle, then we're good.
I got I got, well, sad news, basically, but it's still good. Neil Druckmann from Naughty Dog, Uncharted.
Yeah.
First of all, congrats on your 100th episode.
Oh.
Amy Hennig and I tried calling a few times.
But we didn't get any answer.
Unfortunately, we both have to leave, and we won't have a chance to try again later.
Well,
I'm sure we'll have plenty of opportunity to talk again on your show. I had asked him, I was like, man, we'd love to talk to you, but can you try and get Amy to call in, too? I just want to thank her for the Legacy of Kain.
Yeah, I was about to say, I was like, wait a minute, that name, that sounds really familiar.
Yeah, that's what she worked on.
I blame Shadowstorm for clogging up the phone line.
I blame myself for keeping people on.
Did the email get sent?
He sent it to me.
Wow.
What's the date?
9:41.
They probably tried calling after we were...
After we were already off?
Off
probably.
The air.
Yeah.
And that's why they didn't get an answer.
Damn it.
Because we're down here.
Well, shit. Oh, well. We'll get them again, but... Yeah, well, no, they called. They called during that.
Poor Dan.
Somebody was in there. They're like, "Where? How do you get the stream for the after show?" I'm listening to some guy called Don right now. He's got a really country voice or something. So,
I want to be this guy right here.
Which guy?
The guy who's in the car shooting the other guy.
What?
I'd have to come look at the picture.
Yeah, it's GTA. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah.
I want to be that guy right there. I don't want to be this
guy.
Yeah,
obviously you don't want to be that dude.
That guy's dumb as hell.
Go back up to that top picture. The first one.
This one?
Doesn't that look great for multiplayer?
Yes.
Fucking explosion.
So does this. And so does this.
So does
all the things around here. Pretty much the stuff between the...
We're an audio-based show. I don't know if you guys have forgotten this.
I know.
Yeah, I'm watching along the video here, just all getting around the laptop looking at GTA screenshots here.
It's those multiplayer shots that were released.
It's the same shit that's been out for a week, but...
Oh, it's gorgeous.
I look at it every now and then.
Well, you know Agor's going to be streaming his first, I think it's 72 hours of him just playing the game.
Really? What a rat fink.
That's what I want to do. Damn it. I wanted so bad to take some time off for this, but it's just impossible. And that really angers me, because I know what's going to happen. It's going to be one of those, like, it's going to be 3-4 days of not really sleeping. That's because I've got, like, these significant days. I'm going to come home, I'm going to play it, and until I just can't deal with it anymore. But... I'm telling you, it may be slightly irrational, but the free roam mode, as I understand it, I love it for the fact that it's our new chat room. Like, it can totally be our new chat room.
Yeah.
Because you can't have more than two people in voice chatting on live, which pisses me off.
It's the stupidest thing ever.
So you may as well just jump into GTA 4, you know, and talk some business while you fucking steal helicopters and shoot motherfuckers. That's really cool.
Yeah, you know, I've never understood why the voice chat's only two people, but can't the video do four at once?
Can the video do four at once?
I don't know.
That sounds familiar, actually.
Yeah, I swear I've seen footage of them doing four at once when they were first bringing it out.
I could sort of understand it. I mean, because I'm assuming you could have multiple people in voice chat subverting... However, you know,
right.
Subverting team-based multiplayer, but you can't be doing that. At least I don't. Well, okay, I guess you could be doing that. Can you play a game while you have a video chat running?
I don't know video chat.
Okay, well then
no.
I guess that's why.
No, not unless it's Command and Conquer 3.
Okay, well then I suppose that's why.
That's right. I forgot about that. Yeah.
So if you have multiple people in a video chat, you can't subvert team-based multiplayer because you can't be playing a game. So maybe that's why. But it doesn't matter because we're all going to be hanging out in Liberty City. You know,
mm-hmm. Blowing shit up.
That's all I plan to do.
Capping motherfuckers.
Capping motherfuckers.
It's gonna be a world.
It's all about the curving rocket.
Oh, that's right. You can skip rockets off the.
Yeah, man.
Oh yeah.
That may be the first thing I do.
Really?
Stand right here. No, right here. Okay, catch this.
We did that in Crackdown a lot. We would get into Crackdown together and like, okay, wait, stand over here. Okay. And then we'd lob a grenade, or we'd shoot one of the missiles.
I remember we would stand on opposite sides of the island and try to hit each other with rockets.
I could hear you fire the missile.
Yeah.
I couldn't see anything, but about, I don't know, 45 seconds later, you'd start to see it coming into you, and you're like, oh, there it is.
You got to sit there, man.
It was great. I gave somebody else this number, so they're going to try and call in. You don't have to go. You can stay on the line. Who's calling? Drew. Christopher Grant from Joystick.
Oh, awesome. We haven't heard from him
wow.
in a while.
So, yeah, I just sent him the number to call. So it may be a country call-in.
Right.
Country call-in.
Which is still...
I feel bad. I haven't read Joystick in about half a year.
Oh.
I used to read it all the time.
Yeah, I still do.
I read it. I read it daily.
They're in my feed, yeah. I got their feed. Oh, this could be him.
Joystick is that if I know I can only check one site, if I only have time.
Yeah. Hey, Chris?
That's the one I hit.
Chris? All right, not there. I don't know what's going on.
The seizure light is blinking.
Yeah, it is.
I hear dead people.
I don't know what happened there. That was interesting. So maybe he'll call back. I don't know.
Maybe it wasn't Chris.
It may not have been.
The guy just hung up. He was like, I'm not Chris.
I was looking for some Conway Twitty.
Hey, you know, we've got like the little like news sheet here.
No. There's no need for us to do any of that.
We don't need to read the country news sheet?
No, not at all.
You
not
sure?
At
all. But there's celebrity gossip about Mario. And
all right,
Britney
let's
Spears.
Try this again. Let me put you on hold, Drew.
Yep.
All right, hang on. You're going to have to listen to country music, but hang on.
Awesome.
Hello?
Hey, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. That's great. What happened? Awesome.
I don't know. My Skype headset acts up sometimes.
Oh, okay, cool. For anybody that doesn't know, you know, we're not actually on the air. We're doing the after show now. You know, feel free to speak freely. But this is Christopher Grant from Joystick. Thanks for calling, man.
Hey, sorry for missing the real deal.
That's okay. We had tons of people calling in, and it was really cool. So,
pretty awesome. Congrats on 100 shows. That's a lot of shows.
How many shows have you guys got?
Well, considering for the first year we did it, we didn't do it consistently. I think we're like 40, 45, 44.
Yeah, I mean, we've only got, with us doing it, we've only got, what, 30 under EVAV, right? 30 or 40 under the EVAV title?
I thought
number
it was more than
68
that.
Was our first one as EVAV.
Okay, so it's only 32.
Yeah, so it's about 32 as EVAV, but then we had a show before we became Evil Avatar Radio called In-Game Chat. We
did 26 of those.
And we did 26 of those, so we'd probably be right around pretty close to you guys.
Yeah, not bad.
So,
your show's a little more professional than ours. Ours comes off like a bunch of drunk kids in their parents' basement. So.
That's
well,
why.
Let me tell you something. The number of days I would like to do this as a drunk kid from somebody's parents' basement. Let me tell you, there are days when I'm driving into the
all
station
of them?
And I'm like, God, I can't.
I need a drink.
I need a drink. Really bad. I can't. I can't get it up to just like. Be a professional on-air guy. Those are the days when I say nothing. I'm just like, I can't do this. It's too hard.
It's the nice thing about working from a home office. I got a beer in my hand right now. I can...
You're a bastard.
Hey. We all want you to die.
But leave the beer.
Actually, if you could ship it to us before you die, that would be great.
You going to PAX this year?
Yeah, definitely. I'm hoping to bring a lot more guys this year. I only had me and one other guy last year, basically. So I'd like to bring a big chunk of the Joystick crew, but we'll see.
Be great. It's going to be crowded. We had Koo on tonight. Talk to him.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
And Major Nelson called in as well, and tons of people from Evil Avatar called in. It was great to talk to everybody there. A lot of first-time listeners as well. So you guys ever thought about doing the show live?
We've been talking about doing maybe doing it over Ustream this week or next week. Just one of those things, like, you know, running a news site, obviously, we're especially during the weekdays, we're all kind of pressed for time. We're writing posts, doing stuff, blah, blah, blah. So doing the podcast is kind of like, okay, we got posts queued up for a couple hours. Like, don't think any big news is going to happen. Let's hit it. There was a couple weeks in a row where, I mean, one week it was Bungie leaving Microsoft.
Yeah, you guys would do the show and news would break while you're doing it.
I think in the middle of us doing the show, we'd have to like stop and be like, okay, hold on a second.
Whereas for us, news breaks the day after we do our show.
You don't do your show Tuesdays by any chance, do you?
Yeah. When do you do the show? Does it vary or when do you...
We do it like Thursday afternoon, usually, so we're ready to publish on Friday morning. you know, gives people a chance to grab it before the weekend and have it ready for Monday morning back to the office.
That's why we do. That's one of the reasons we started doing our show on Monday was because, well, that's when we could all be here. But another thing was we thought, well, there's nobody else doing shows on Monday nights. Nobody, you know, nobody does a live podcast at all on Monday nights. We got the week that just happened to talk about, and what we just played over the weekend we can talk about as well. But and what's going to be released. But the thing that we found out the most was that after our show on Tuesdays, news breaks.
Yeah, I mean, one of the main reasons we want to do it later in the week is because news is breaking on Mondays and Tuesdays. Those are big days.
They are. We found that out.
Yeah. You got to talk to the guys at the news site. They'll tell you where it breaks. But yeah. I mean, it's all based on mostly press releases, you know.
Yeah.
Every once in a while you get the weird thing like Activision and Vivendi making this deal on a Sunday. Like, thanks, guys. You ruined my Sunday. But, you know, for the most part, it's kind of like there's like rules. There's like a kind of cadence to the way that they do these things, and it's all dictated by market and PR and blah blah blah. Yeah, I mean, that's one of the main reasons we do it later in the week. Every podcast I talk to seems to have their own kind of voodoo strategy about why they pick which day they've picked and why it's the best day and. Sort of battle.
Ours came down to getting everybody in the studio.
Yeah, that's what it was. I don't think we would ever have picked this day. Friday's a much, much more interesting day to talk about things that have happened in the week because a lot of, I mean, news is extraordinarily slow over the weekend. By the time we get around on Monday to actually discussing it, some of the stuff is quite literally 1 week old. It's been digested on every forum and blog and every other podcast out there. So we're really late to it. All we can really do is sort of kind of look back at the news and discuss it a little bit, but it's very, very difficult to be relevant to the important stuff because about the time we're doing our show, big news is starting to happen again. It's as far as dealing with that stuff, it's tough for us. It's only a schedule and convenience issue.
Even us doing ours later in the week, it's something that we've always had trouble with. I mean, that's a website, you know, and I've made my living and everybody at Joystick is kind of trained to really push for breaking news, and that's our bread and butter. So doing a podcast, the whole idea of a podcast in and of itself, unless you're doing something daily, like a recap every night, is totally anathema to that idea. Like, stuff's going to be out of date. So we took a format that was like I said, you know, like drunk kids in their parents' basement. Like a totally, you know, the kind of, what I like to think of as a professional, albeit slightly tongue-in-cheek tone of Joystick, is like totally out the window on the podcast. it's just a chance for us to shoot the shit and talk about the stuff that we want to talk about. Because we know that we're not going to get it up in a timely fashion. I mean, even if we're talking about news that broke yesterday, like that's already old by Joystick standards.
No, you're so, right. It totally is. The best you can really hope for is a story that develops, you know?
Like that's why it's fun to have news break in the middle of a show. And EA buying BioWare, that was another story, broke in the middle of a show. The best part was Justin was just saying something along the lines of, Bungie's never going to leave Microsoft ever.
Right.
And if they do, I'll sing Avril Lavigne's Girlfriend. And like 10 minutes later, the email came over the wire, and he sees it, and sure enough, he recorded a live acoustic version of Girlfriend that he put at the end of the podcast.
Jeez. Fantastic. Hey, does Joystick participate in the April Fool's shenanigans, or no?
No, we usually don't. I mean, it's the kind of thing we've tossed back and forth a couple of times, and the main reason that we're really skeptical of doing it is because we're a news source for so many people.
No, I agree.
Even if we make it like really obvious, there's going to be people that don't get it, and then you know we're kind of doing.
I despise April Fool's Day.
I mean, like, there's great ways to do it. Look at Engadget 1984. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
No.
1 year Engadget reskinned their whole site, the CSS and everything, and put up a whole day's worth of posts, all like the site was done in 1984. Was all like, look at this awesome new cell phone, and it was like this giant brick, you know. And it was hysterical, and the whole site looked like it, and it had this whole feel to it. It was awesome, and it was obvious that it was a joke, you know. Nobody would ever mistake the site for actually from 1984. Yeah. And that's like one of the only ways as a news outlet that you can do something like that.
I don't know if there's any other.
So many,
yeah.
Though that just want
to. I'd leave it to the print mags to do it because they really
wanna,
do it well.
They want to fully, and like it seems like for the entire month of April, you can't trust anything you read.
Yeah.
Every headline you see, you're second guessing it. Is this real or did this come from a bogus source?
What were the ones that we saw in Game Informer? Microsoft Game Studios leaves Microsoft.
No, that shit was actually really funny. Yeah. I actually like that because it was, you know, based on the whole Bungie thing. Which, yeah, I actually laughed, and I don't really, you know, I never laugh, so.
I mean, the joystick we like, it's like a marathon before April Fool's. We start stealing ourselves for it, getting prepped, you know, getting our BS check. Because it's not just the day, it's like the weeks surrounding.
Yeah, it really is.
April 1st.
So you've really got to watch out. You've really got to pay attention to what you're looking at.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't been caught by an April Fool's joke, and somebody's going to pull out a link and prove me wrong, but I don't think we've been caught by an April Fool's joke in well over 2 years, maybe 3 years. Probably, I think we did the first year I was at Joystick. Somebody got duped, but we usually keep the BS meters really high on a daily basis. And on April Fool's, like, everything is a potential hoax.
There was one. I don't even know if it was April Fool's. I think it was just rumor that got proven wrong about Microsoft buying Capcom. But that was like years ago. But it's something that one of the guys over at Evil Avatar, Fitbibits, he always gets shit on because of that, because he was the one that posted it. He doesn't like to remember it, and he'll probably hate it when he hears it.
Why does Google have such a long memory?
What games have you been playing?
You know, I just started Crisis Core a couple days ago, and really, really digging that for a couple reasons, not least of which is after Chains of Olympus, I've kind of grown attached to my PSP again.
I'm getting there. I'm waiting for the God of War PSP pack. I want an updated PSP. I've got the old model.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I was going to get one anyway, but then when they said they were going to do that, I was like, well, I want God of War, and this one's going to be, you know, one of the newer models, and it's also, you know, got the limited edition Kratos on it, so, yeah, might as well pick that up.
I'll be honest with you. I'm the only person I know that's ever said this, so take it for what it's worth, but I like my old PSP more than the new one.
Really? Why is that?
I like the heft of it, and from a design standpoint, yeah. I like the heft of the DS Fat versus the Lite, but the Lite just looks so much nicer, so much more elegant.
Well, no, I follow your logic when I pick up my PS3 controller.
Yeah, the PS3 controller, like, you know, case in point, I never played God of War 2, right? So I finally sat down to play it after Chains of Olympus, and I was like, I gotta play this. And I had it this whole time, I just never got to playing it. So I start playing it, and I'm playing it on the PS3 controller, and it's like, there's no rumble. The controller feels like a toy. It's awful. I mean, I hate playing anything on that controller. I feel like every game I've played on the PS3 has been a worse experience because of it. And it's so minute, but that thing just bugs the hell out of me. And so I put God of War 2 back down until the stupid DualShock comes out.
Yeah, somebody, Agort says, thank you very much for the GTA 4 hub on joystick.
Hey, there you go. Yeah. We're doing that for a couple of big games. You know, just, you know, it's also for our. So what we basically did is we made a page full of just like all of our gallery pictures, all the videos we have, all the news we have on it, and the news is kind of broken into like rumors and, you know, announcements. And a lot of times it's just because when we're covering the news every day, it helps for us to have a really easily referenceable page that we can hit and like absorb everything really quickly.
Especially with GTA 4's release.
Yeah, well, we did it with Smash. Like, we'll do it with, you know, Metal Gear Solid 4. We'll do it with, like, all the big games that we're running lots of stories on that readers really care about. And, yeah, I mean, I'd love to build a way to automate those things. But, yeah. Hey, one can dream, can't they?
Well, hey, man, thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks for keeping the show up. I mean, it's, I don't listen to a lot of video game podcasts. I only have about 6 or 7 out of 10 million that are out there, but
do you really listen to ours?
Yeah, it's one of the few that I try and keep up on.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
I'm probably about, thanks, about 12 episodes back, but you know,
that's fine. No, thanks a bunch, we do appreciate it.
All right, guys, best of luck.
All right, we'll talk to you later, buddy.
Thanks, man. Take care.
Bye bye.
We lost track zero in the middle of that.
Yeah, his battery started giving him a noise.
Oh, is that what it was?
Recharge it, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure he'll call back if you want him to.
Probably, except I'm getting hungry.
Oh, no, it's, yeah, it's getting late. We've been doing this after show for about an hour now.
And I'm still not going to get a Baconator. I'm going to go home and eat something. But
Why are you not eating? Yo, get a freaking Baconator.
I can't. I gotta go home.
Like, my sister's house.
I got some shit on
get
Steve-O.
Get a Dagum.
You don't have to. I'm just talking about how they're good.
The Fimativo?
No.
It's fucking free.
Look, man, it's like this.
I know you guys have wanted one that's a dual thing.
Yeah, but like... Ours is really, really good. I don't want to replace it, and I'm very superstitious about making this decision to completely move across the country. Like, I want to make this decision to go over here and like, do this other thing. And in the meantime, I really don't want to add anything to my...
Shit, you've got to move.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to do that. I'll do it over there. I'll do it later. Like, I am all... Like, the amount of shit that I plan to get rid of that I really don't intend to cart across the fucking country... Mm-hmm. is immense. I'm going to pare back down to absolutely the bare minimum of stuff we can go with. And I don't want to, like... You know, I'd really like a nicer TV for my game room. I got a fucking 27-inch Westinghouse LCD. Not all that great. It's perfectly fine, you know? Regardless of the people who told me it was going to blow up in 6 months. Whatever, they were full of shit. It's a great TV for a good price at the time.
Yeah.
But I'd really like, you know... 32 or a 34, you know, for the size of room that I'm in. We can do that now. Do it later. Do it when I get up there. And the TiVo kind of falls into that same thing. And I think, like, building my computer falls into that same thing. Like, these are all things I'd rather do up there. In the meantime, I just like doing what I'm doing. Keep on keeping on. And I'm more concerned with getting up there, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, that's why it is. It's not even because it's, like, you know, a feminist
TiVo
or anything like that.
I actually ordered a dual tuner for my
I have the
Xbox.
MP3 up.
Did you?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah, I think when we upgrade, we should have a dual tuner.
I can give to you so that you can just pull it off.
I've got a flash drive I can give you.
That'll work too.
To do that.
I'm adding shows at such a rate to it that I'm...
You start over.
But I mean, it's already there.
Have you already picked it up? Quicker. Have you already bought it and everything else?
I ordered it. It's on its way.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because there's this other one. You know, it's totally free. All you got to do is...
No, he's not talking about a TiVo.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about a dual tuner for my MythBox.
Oh, never mind. Just a okay.
It's Jeremy.
When anybody says
have you met
tuner,
Jeremy?
Yeah, exactly.
This is Jeremy who doesn't do things that way.
If I can't put it together myself, then
yeah,
fuck it.
Yeah.
Thanks for 100 episodes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Woo!
Yay!
Fuck it.